I got sound if you want to go.
Ready? Rolling.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero talking now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
It's the dawn of a new day. The world awakens. The birds twitter. A rooster crows. And soon, as always, will come that sound of music.
These gentlemen are here to talk about beaver.
Well, now, hold on. Not every man likes a big beaver.
Nice beaver.
I'm worried about the beaver.
Sounds like the beaver had quite a day.
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
You're going to have to take that f***ing attitude out the door right now. You hear me? We don't play that f***ing in here.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
What you got to say now, bitch? What you got to say now? You ain't got to say, motherfucker. What you got to say? What you got to say, bitch?
That joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You're high. You're on the pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You got any weed?
Roll another one.
How stoned are you two?
Just like the other one.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
This one seems
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
Roll. Roll.
Who wants some munchies?
There's a lot of different ways of getting THC into your system, and it's not all about smoking.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just passing around.
What's the matter? Cat got your bomb, man.
The best tonic is chronic.
Just passing.
Now.
It's unfair, unnecessary, and wrong.
Our feature presentation.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
That
can't
hurts.
Argue that.
Very true. Wow. Vote no on Kevin and Bean is what the ads are saying. That's what concerns me. I don't know what's going to happen to us after election
I have
day.
That sign in my front yard.
I bet you do.
That did you guys see that? Speaking of that, there's a sign about, I'm not sure even what proposition it is, but it talks about let's vote such and such so the racist can't steal our children. Or I don't, it was just,
oh, I don't know.
I was looking at it going,
what
is that up for? I mean, are we voting on that?
I don't where think
the racist
that's exactly,
can steal our kids?
It isn't exactly. No, I'm just trying.
I'm
to
just saying, I don't think that's exactly how the proposition is worded, whichever what it is. I'm sure. That's no, someone's interpretation of what will happen if a certain proposition goes through, right?
Yeah, that was the idea. Is
but
that they
I
were
can't
trying
even
to push
imagine what measure that would be.
I don't know either. But it, I do remember the word racist was used very
awesome.
Clearly.
Huh.
And I thought, how about that?
I'll have to look into that.
All right. Good times. I'm not positive about all of the things I need to vote for.
Yeah.
I don't have it all straight yet.
I don't either. I try hard not to spend too much time on all the propositions in the weeks and now months leading up to the election. I have my voter pamphlet, and I figure in the last couple of days before the election, I'll go and read that. And then if I have any other questions, if it's not clear to me what's going on, then I'll do a little research then. But it's not something – I don't need to decide on Prop 8 or whatever 4 months out. You know what I mean?
No, not 4 months out, but they've been doing debates on NPR – each day about all of these measures, and even listening to
which
the people
is why
who
I don't
are
listen.
Pro and con, there's some things I don't know. Do I just flip a coin or just vote no because I don't know?
That's a good question. Just vote no because you don't know. Yeah,
because I can't decide.
That's what I do for
so
president.
No?
I just
that's
write
safer?
In no.
I don't vote on the ones that I don't know.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe I just won't vote on this.
And for candidates, you know, you go in the election booth and there's a lot of candidates you've never heard of, people running for judge and stuff like that. I just don't vote if I don't know anything about them.
Yeah. Well, then you never vote for a judge.
Yeah, that's true. Now, when it comes to judges and stuff like that, you know, you just flip a coin. That's what I do. I mean, I think that's the best way.
Okay. I'll bring a coin and then I'll skip some spaces.
Right.
All right,
exactly.
I'm good.
Exactly.
Thanks, boys.
Or if you like something in their name or it's or they sound funny, you know.
Okay.
That's how you vote.
Well, that's so much easier than doing research. Okay, my God, good. What was I thinking?
Speaking of if you like something in their name, I met a lady yesterday, and this was in a like a professional environment, so I couldn't really take advantage of it. But she introduced herself, and she says, "Hi, I'm Ann. I'm Miss Cochrane."
Really?
Oh. Cochrane. I said, "I love you so much. I wish my last name was Cochrane so much." And she's like, "What are you talking?" She looked at me.
That's not a title of some sort that she won.
Her last name is Cochrane.
That's a great last name.
Dude.
I was like, you don't know what you're letting slip through your fingers.
Oh, I think she's heard it, don't you?
Wouldn't you just say it's Cochrane? Wouldn't you just that way?
Yes.
No matter how it's spelled, wouldn't you just say, actually, no, it's Cochrane?
Yeah, I think so, but it was R-A-N-E at the end, and she called and wow. She pronounced it Rain, and she...
How about that?
Her first name, Chocolate?
Yeah. Making it, actually.
It would be awesome. Either way, love it.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. It is the 24th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah. Make it happen.
Today, we're having a blood drive. Mm-hmm. Starting at 6 o'clock and then going all the way through 3 this afternoon, the K-Rock Bleed It Out Blood Drive. And Ralph is going to be down at the Queen Mary doing his showbiz beat from there.
Yeah.
And I believe he's going to be taking blood as well.
Oh, he'll be actually putting the needles in people's arms?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Last I heard, there's about a 50-50 chance that Ralph will be doing the showbiz beat from down there.
Oh, really?
Well, it's K-Rock Engineering. Come
back engineering there. Staff.
He's ready to go.
He's there. Yeah, he's set. He's all set.
But if he's just talking to himself, that does us no good.
Doesn't help.
So the people in the room giving blood this morning may be the only ones who get to hear Ralph and his witty report. So we'll see.
Do you remember the time we did the show from a ski area?
Up at Big Bear?
Yeah,
maybe Mountain High or Big Bear.
A couple times, yeah.
And it got to be 5:30, and you know we weren't...
Oh, that one. Yes, I do.
Got to be 6. And we were just sitting around going, okay, let us know when to go. 6:15, 6:30.
I remember that.
7, yeah. 7:30.
Breakfast.
Just sitting there waiting. Was it 8? Where was it? 7:30?
I think it was between 7:30 and 8 when they finally put us on the air, yeah.
That was the best.
Because we were really like, at that point, weren't we thinking, we may as well go home.
Yeah, let's just...
put on some records and we'll just go.
Go out on the mountain, have some fun, whatever.
Yeah,
we don't need
something.
To stay here. So...
I think they'll figure it out, but as of right now, we couldn't talk to Ralph if we had to.
I don't know if that's true. Let's give it a shot. I went outside, Mr. Echo and I just checked. He's connected for sure, and so...
Well, let's see if he's there. Ralph? Well, he's there. I can hear
people,
him.
Yeah, right?
I can hear him moving around.
That's great news. All right, so Ralph will have the showbiz beat. That's awesome.
How about that? All right. So that's coming up this morning. Ralph will be there all day long doing the showbiz beat and talking to people.
Okay.
We have Tobin Bell on the program today. Talking about Saw 5, this dude has gotten some mileage out of dying, this guy.
He sure has.
He's the Tupac of the movie world.
I love death. This is Bean speaking, as you know. I love death. Death is my thing. I'm not a fan of torture, though.
Well, nor am I, Bean.
It isn't torture. It's a game, Bean. You want to play a game?
I understand it's fun for the torturer in those movies. I understand that. But isn't it pretty grim and pretty graphic and pretty bloody and not something for
somebody?
And horrifying?
It can get that way. It's not exactly Monopoly. It's not that kind of game. That's what you're asking. You can't buy hotels and stuff in this game. But
it's gore-rific, though, right?
Oh, it's strong, yeah.
Okay.
It's perfect for Halloween.
Yeah. I think you should rent. I think you should rent 1, 2, 3, and 4 because you don't want to miss out on anything.
Yeah,
and then go to Saw 5.
Yeah, I don't think it's for me. Although I understand they're very good.
And then pick up Hostel 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. How many of those?
There's a weekend right there.
Now you're talking a weekend.
I'm set.
God,
go to Blood Drive. Just go to those movies. Also on today's Kevin and Bean Show, Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL. Very excited about that.
A lot of people are saying, I wonder who the Titans are going to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's kind of the question that's going on right now because it doesn't look like anybody can beat them.
Not going to be the Cowboys, I'll tell you that.
Nope, sure not.
Sure is good to see them go down. And Ralph's Eagles, by the way, are taking on the Atlanta Falcons. And King of Mexico's been mouthing off in the other room. Oh, we need to bet. Atlanta's going to kick their butts. Ralph, you know, that just drives Ralph crazy. So.
Yeah.
Well, in Dave's defense, though, born and raised in Atlanta, I mean, you know, his fandom runs legitimate and deep.
No, he just picked them, I think, because there was a college player that he liked that went there who's been long gone.
Right.
Can you talk on the phone louder?
I think he can.
Let's try it.
Not much.
Try. Listen to Mike. Say yeah, Eric?
Now he won't talk. While we're talking, he talks. Not now.
What's that?
Hey.
Check 1-2. Hello?
Ralph, hey, Ralph, can
we're
you hear
on,
us?
Hello?
We're on the air, you know.
Yeah. Just barely.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey, what's up, kids?
Yes. That doesn't sound so good. We'll work on that, although that was a good job, Mike. Excellent work right there. We'll work on that, and we'll take a quick break. We also have a G4 host, Adam Sessler, talking about video games.
Okay.
Especially Guitar Hero World Tour, which comes out, I believe, tomorrow night at midnight?
Yes.
That's right.
So we'll be talking about that, and we'll be talking about Guitar Praise. I don't know if you've heard of that version of it, but it's, you know, it's the religious version.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk about Celebrity Hub 2.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I forgot to TiVo it last night. I know they'll run it again, though, so I'm sad.
You
know,
was
it
awesome? God.
You know how Gary Busey is crazy?
He totally crazy, yes. Is he the best person ever?
Yes.
Do you love him so much?
He spins it out from the minute he hits the front door.
You see it, and you go, wow, he's crazy. But you don't realize how crazy he is until you watch the entire episode.
Awesome. I love Dr. Drew going, I think that's due to the brain damage. And I never thought of that, but he did have that horrible motorcycle accident.
He did, and he had brain surgery. But he seems like to me like he was crazy before then? But that's
my
a show
God,
right
you guys.
There.
Oh, I can't wait.
And also, biggest scams that you fell for. Coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show. I'm not kidding. There was a woman that fell for that Nigerian bank scheme.
Unbelievable.
It's been out there for
10 years, I swear.
Been out there forever. And she went a step further, even, in the world of stupidity. So we'll do all that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat. Remember that time, that other song? it was good.
No, there was
you don't
no
remember that
other
at all?
Song.
Just barely. Already gone.
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. It is 5:52. It is Friday morning, not like any Friday. It's the Friday of the K-Rock Bleed It Out Blood Drive. Our friend Ralph Garman is at the Dome at the Shipwreck at Queen Mary in Long Beach. Good morning, Ralph. How's it going down there?
I'm putting bows in the dome.
Pretty loud. I don't think it's that kind of dome, is it, Ralph?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that's just the description of the place where it is.
Okay.
Ralph, how many people
are already coming down? I'm sorry.
That's what I was going to ask. You already have people coming down?
Yeah, people are already streaming in. I guess they're going to try to hit it before they get to work or school. They're coming down to donate blood, which is great. We've had a couple dozen people already go in.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Good news. The divorce between Madonna and Guy Ritchie is proving to be one of the ugliest in Hollywood history.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Friends of the former couple were telling all kinds of tales out of school about how they used to behave. Us Weekly's got a story that they say Madonna used to like to push Guy Ritchie's buttons during arguments, and she would get really ugly, telling him that she should have married someone more like her, someone who was strong, hot-blooded, intelligent, ambitious, and spiritual.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, Guy would lash back, going for the jugular, by saying that she was old, ugly, wrinkled, stupid, and fat.
Oh, God.
All of it true.
Fat card.
He did not call her fat.
That's what drove her into those 4-hour workouts every day.
Sure.
Here's some scary news. Model actress Jamie King is apparently living a real life horror movie. She tells PerezHilton.com that an escaped mental patient has been terrorizing her.
Oh my God.
How sweet is that?
I don't think it's considered sweet.
Well, it is around Halloween. It's perfect.
All right.
Dude wears a William Shatner mask and carries a machete. It's awesome. Police are apparently keeping a close eye to make sure she stays safe. And she says this has just been freaky to the nth degree. So as you can imagine, it's kind of weird. So leave her alone, Bean.
Stupid Bean.
Don't send her candy bars.
I didn't know she saw my face.
Heather Mills has been living pretty large since her split from Paul McCartney. She's realizing that maybe the money that she's gotten out of the divorce settlement might not last her as long as she had hoped.
What?
What?
They say that over the past 7 months, Heather has blown through $25 million.
Oh.
What?
On what?
Well, she's bought several different properties, Lisa. About $20 million of that $25 million has gone towards real estate. But the thing is, she has no place to live because all of them needed to be renovated.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
She dropped about another million on staffing all those homes. So she's got staff working at each of the houses that she's purchased as well.
Oh, my God.
You can't go out and buy a $5, $10 million place, Ralph, and expect it to be move-in ready.
No.
No, of course not.
Nor can you handle it by yourself. You need someone to, you know, bring your leg in the morning and whack her, fill it with coffee.
$25 million in 7 months. She's getting what she deserves.
I thought maybe they were going to be, you know, smart real estate investments, but these are just homes where she will occasionally live if she's in the mood.
Maybe she will. Maybe she won't.
Wow.
She wants homes around the world.
Good for her.
Speaking of money, Scientologists were apparently disappointed when the will of late actor singer Isaac Hayes was read. They were expecting as much as a third of his fortune. Turns out that he did split his estate into thirds. But one third went to his 11 children.
Did you say 11 children?
Yeah.
There's Kyle. There's Cartman. There's Stan.
No, that's
Butters.
The South Park kids.
I can't.
No. His widow and his young son, his most recent wife and youngest son, got another third, and then the final third went to his charitable foundation. No money was left in the will for the Church of Scientology, and they're pissed.
I bet they are. Wow.
L. Ron himself said he might go down and have a conversation with Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Is he still around, L. Ron?
No, he's not.
All right.
Yeah. Catherine Heigl's a crazy dog lady.
Yeah?
Yeah. Apparently, the Grey's Anatomy actress tells Us Weekly magazine that her husband is not too thrilled that she's got 5 dogs in her house and she wants to add more.
Oh, no.
Only 5? She's so lucky.
She's the bean.
That's true.
The maybe she can get 3 puppies mm-hmm. and just live in hell.
All at the same time.
You know, she's losing her luster for me. I used to think she was hot. Then the whole thing with the writers happened where she was coming down on them. And then this dog thing. Yeah. Yeah. She's dead to me. Good casting news. Gary Cole will be joining the cast of Entourage.
Oh, he's so good.
Kevin, you don't know who that is, right?
Gary Coleman. Yeah. He's a midget. And
Gary Cole, Kevin. He's an actor who's been working forever. Of course, you know him from Office Space. He's also played Will Ferrell's dad in Talladega Nights. Very talented actor. Does voices on King of the Hill. It's just he's all over the place.
He did this.
I know how it is. We've all done bad things, baby. We all have those guilty feelings in our hearts.
That's not him. Now you're a guy who I don't know your name.
Gary Cole is who we're talking about, Kevin.
That's Gary Cole.
That's who I
Gary
said that Cole. To.
Apparently he'll play Ari Gold's oldest friend, a rival Hollywood agent from the early days in the business together. So it should be very entertaining because he's very, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore, our buddy, has gotten news from CBS that they're going to stick with his TV show, Gary Unmarried.
Good for him.
No explanation why they're sticking with his show, Gary Unmarried, but apparently they're moving it to a Monday nights to see if they can increase the ratings and have more people watch that very entertaining show.
I'm happy for Jay, not so happy for the television viewing audience.
And here's some interesting movie news. Steven Soderbergh has announced he is starting work on a 3D live-action rock and roll musical about Cleopatra. Yes.
Finally, right? You've been saying that. You wanted that forever.
Well, I said, when are they going to get the 3D rock and roll musical live-action Cleopatra movie off the ground?
You've been saying that your whole life.
He's trying to get Catherine Zeta-Jones to play Cleopatra and would like Hugh Jackman to play her lover, Mark Anthony. So,
because they can sing and dance.
That's true. They can do both of those things.
Soderbergh's pretty good at whatever he does.
True.
So, you know, I would give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Even hearing all of that?
I think that even that project would be a test of his talents. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Former Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman, who's got like a 12-year-old wife.
Yeah.
He is 72 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah. Very talented actor Kevin Kline is 61. Actor B.D. Wong.
Hey!
Is 48 years old today. Ben Giles of of Silverchairs 29, and Sinead Grimes from 90210. We just had her buddy Jessica Stroop's birthday yesterday.
Oh yeah,
Sinead Grimes, who also is just skeleton thin.
Yeah,
is 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Ralph is in Long Beach today. I didn't realize till just this second that he's outside the dome of the Queen Mary. How cold is it out there, Ralph?
It's cold. It's bitterly cold.
It would be really cold.
Uh-huh.
But you don't mind the elements.
No, it's good. The wind is whipping off the water, and people walk past me to get into the dome, and they're throwing me nickels like I'm a homeless guy.
I thought you were going to be inside and, like, you know, walk in the room and chatting with people, giving blood, handing out prizes, nothing like that.
No, I'm just waving as they pass me.
You'll have to have one of the van drivers run out and get you a guitar if you're going to. Maybe you can get some dollar bills.
There's
instead
an idea.
That's a good idea.
Instead of just nickels.
Well, all of the details are at krock.com if you want to check out the Bleed It Out Blood Drive. Giving away tons of prizes, including Saw DVD, Shipwreck tickets, Foo Fighters, Mike Ness Smashing Pumpkins tickets, lots of K-Rock music. So anyway, check it out. krock.com and go down and see Ralph and give some blood today. K-Rock will be there until 3. I missed what sounds like the best TV premiere of the season last night on VH1.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Celebrity Rehab 2 with Dr. Drew. They have a fascinating cast this year. You got your Amber Smith, and she's just a supermodel that was basically the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition every year.
Mm-hmm.
And smoking hot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
And used to do drugs with her mother. That's good.
I think, isn't she the one that we had in a few years ago when she was really young? She was from Texas. She was like 18 at that time or something like that. And one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in person in my life.
Yep. So she was there.
Kind of screwed up.
Got all kinds of problems.
Rodney, but drugs haven't affected her looks, though.
It's all pills.
They really haven't. That's true.
So why stop?
Rodney King is one of the guys that's there. You know, he's the guy that got beat by the police officers and then the riots and all that. Can we all get along? But you can't understand a word he's saying. But I did find it funny when all of the people that are there were guessing how they know him. They recognized Rodney King, but they weren't sure from where. So the first guess was Boys in the Hood. They thought he was an actor in that. And the second guess, they went for the most likely sport that he played, which is hockey. Which I thought that was a nice touch. Toni Kitaen is there. She was the actress in Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks. She married Chuck Finley. Beat him up with her her shoe in the car.
Yep.
Steven Adler was there, who was the original Guns N' Roses drummer.
Oh, Lord.
He shoots cocaine in his neck because that's where his good veins are.
Yeah.
They had to take him to the hospital 9 days before this began so that he could stay alive. He's in bad shape.
Sad.
Sean Stewart, who's Rod Stewart's kid, has been drinking since he was 10, has been in over 10 rehabs. Nikki McKibben, I don't recognize her. I don't know what
American
season.
American Idol. She was the redheaded rocker. It was like 3 years ago,
She was in the top three, from what I understand.
Yeah,
she was good.
Jeff Conaway is back this year. He's the dude that was in Greece, and last season was just, he was fascinating last season. Yeah. Well, he's back. He's had 4 or 5 back surgeries and all kinds of problems, and he's back in full.
It was weird when they showed him, too. He was all made up. He had some eyeliner on and stuff. He was the only one.
That was a strange makeup job. But the guy who's going to make this show turn is Gary Busey. Gary Crazy.
Seriously,
he's definitely crazy. Yeah.
And we saw the first clip. Like, they teased us with the clip of Gary talking about how he's not a patient. He's actually going to work shoulder to shoulder with Drew.
Came here would be a participant. I'm not a patient. And Drew and I would be shoulder to shoulder working to counsel and love those people who are in need of help.
Those people, the other ones that are in need of help, he's there to help them.
Is that Dick Clark? Is he on the show this year?
It sort of sounds like him. Yeah, he's. Well, what is he best known for?
Well, the Buddy Holly story is what did he win, or was he just nominated for an Academy Award for that performance?
I think he was nominated, but he didn't win.
But also known for Lethal Weapon. He played Mr. Jericho on that, the bad guy in the first Lethal Weapon movie. And he's done a ton of films, over 100 movies.
Yeah, he's had 155 or something like that. I mean, he's a huge movie star, but crazy. So, you know that Dr. Drew's going to have to deal with this and let him know, hey, you're not just here as, you know, the staff. You are a patient. And so you keep expecting, you know, how long into the show is it going to be before he realizes that? Well, Amber Smith checks in. She's a hot supermodel. And she shows up, and they all kind of introduce themselves to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew apparently told her that she's going to have to tell people that coming off those opiates is going to be a rough road. So she's going to say, I'm going to be very emotional. So she takes Gary Busey aside and starts talking to him about, you know, how rough this is going to be and asks for his patience.
Who did you tell you to come to?
Everyone.
Come to me. The other people are addicts. I'm not.
Do you know what GONE stands for, G-O-N-E? Getting over negative energy.
Okay, so now this is Gary Busey saying, don't come to any of the other patients. I'm the one you need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
To which I said, good work, Busey, because she's hot.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Come see me in the middle of the night, actually. That's what I'm most connected to God.
So, but he's got these anagrams. This is his favorite thing in the world. Is take a word like gone and tell you what each letter stands for.
He's got a million of them.
He's got a million
he's
of them.
He's going to write a book.
Now, at this point, Amber, who met him 20 seconds ago, is already kind of getting the idea that he's crazy. And as he goes on, you can hear her response to him. She is out.
The letters of the word faith say this: fantastic adventures in trusting him. The word sober stands for son of a bitch. Everything's real. Fraud. Finding relevant answers under deception. I'm writing a book.
She can't even. She met him 30 seconds ago. She can't even humor him.
She gave him the Peter Griffin.
I love him
so much.
He's unbelievable. So Jeff Conaway checks in, and he's in worse shape than he was last season. And, you know, he says hi to everybody. And immediately Gary Busey, who hasn't got the message yet that he's a patient.
A patient, yeah.
Pulls Jeff Conaway aside and says, you know, starts whispering in his ear.
It's great to be here with you.
Yeah?
Now I have 13 years clean and sober.
Oh, that's
great. I'm here to give a boost to you.
Well, thanks, man.
I'm a participant, not a patient. The angel sent me here. I have an angelic intervention.
Yeah, well, that's what I need.
Yeah. I'm not sick. I'm not a patient. I'm here as part of the staff.
Hey, that's great. Good for you. If Conaway thinks you're nuts, you're nuts.
He is just the best. So now he's wrangled all of the people that are there, Gary Busey, and he starts telling them stories because this is his role there, is to be an advisor and a motivational speaker and whatnot. And, you know, yesterday we played that story where he was saying that he spilled drugs on the floor, the dog rolled around it, and he was snorting the dog.
Right.
And as he's telling the people there this story, the nurse walks up and asks him for his cell phone because they have very strict rules about cell phones, and he does not want to hear that from her.
I was after what was killing me, you know? And that's one of my experiences. I'll share many with you that I've been through.
Oh, excellent. He's going to share a lot of them that he's been through. Good news.
To get where I am now.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a
good one.
Okay. We got your phone yet?
Yeah. Right now I'm here to talk with these guys about what we're talking about, what I'm here to do.
All right. Now he's got a cigar in his mouth, so you can't understand him as well. But he says to her, I'm here to talk to the people about what I'm here to do.
Okay.
As if they're working together. He still doesn't understand it.
Okay.
So we're going to talk
about
that.
Can I have the phone first, please?
No, not till I'm finished. Okay? Thank you.
I had a long talk about rules, and I would really appreciate if you could give me your phone.
Please.
Well, why do you need your phone to finish this?
Yeah, he's talking to the other patients, not to anyone on the phone.
Are you finished with your phone for the
night? Please don't do that. I'm here doing my job. It's what I'm hired to do.
Okay. All right. Somebody's gone bye-bye. I'm here doing my job. It's what I was hired to do.
Oh.
And this is an hour in, by the way.
This is delicious.
He still doesn't know that he's a patient.
Awesome.
So then Dr. Drew starts talking to the class, to the patients, and in a group. And he's trying to explain to them, this is only step one. This is not the end of the road. This is the beginning of the road. And Gary Busey just butts right in and starts talking when Dr. Drew is talking. And Drew's like taken aback a little bit because Drew was running the meeting. And Gary starts talking, and Drew can't really figure out what's going on quite yet.
This is not like a car wash where you go through and you're done on the other side. This is where you get stabilize, assess, get a plan, go forward, and really hopefully sustain the work we all begin here.
My name's Gary Busey. I'm 13 years clean from cocaine.
Drew wasn't done, so that was an odd point when Gary Busey interrupts him.
That was my drug of choice. I OD'd May the 3rd, 1995. And now that I'm clean and clear from that, it's very special for me to be here working with the team.
What we'll do is tomorrow, each of us will get into their own specific stories.
It's my understanding why I'm here is to help.
Excellent.
Excellent. All right, you shut up. Not so much from you. So it's an hour 20 now into the show. He still has no idea that he's a patient. He really believes he's working shoulder to shoulder with Drew so much that he interrupted him to tell his story.
That's hilarious.
So so Dr. Drew says, you know, everybody's going to get their chance to talk. Tomorrow we'll start that. Don't worry about it. And then Gary Busey gets mad at Dr. Drew and pulls him aside after the meeting and has a little heart-to-heart with him.
because he's not happy with the way Drew is treating him.
No, I felt like in a circle here, in the way he presented that, that I'm an addict and I'm in recovery too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Listen, you said I was an addict and I'm in recovery. And that's just, what are you talking about? And Drew's like, yeah, of course.
You are, aren't you?
No.
You're not in recovery?
I'm sober for 13 years.
Right, you're in recovery too. You're strengthening your sobriety.
My sobriety is strong as ever because I'm not an addict. I've been sober for 13 years.
You're a patient, remember?
No, I'm a participant, not a patient. My sobriety is safe. It is good.
Hey, you picked the right show to go on then.
Yeah.
My sobriety is safe. It is good. And I can't abide you calling me a patient when I'm one of the doctors.
If I'm going to be called an addict or patient, I can't do the show.
Yeah, so he says, listen, dude, if you're going to refer to me as a patient or as an addict, I can't do this.
Don't mm-hmm. let Gary Busey leave that show, though.
Oh, no, my God. No. He is unbelievable.
Tell him whatever he wants.
Give him a white coat and a stethoscope.
My God.
Let him perform surgery if he wants to.
He walks around giving everybody advice. They all hate him. Immediately they hate him. Imagine your life is falling apart. You've got to get off drugs. Physically, you feel like just hell. And there's a crazy man in there trying to give you advice every step of the way.
Oh, it's the worst.
All right, I'm going to have to check your prostate. Could you bend over? I got these latex gloves.
You know the Nigerian scam email that yes. everybody has received now for 10 years?
Oh, yeah.
Well, honestly, I don't think it's been quite that long, but it is shocking to me when it still arrives today and you go, how can there be anyone left who yep. hasn't already seen this on the news that it's just a big ripoff?
You get an email. They say they can't get money out of the country or whatever. You have to send them a certain amount so they can, you know, deposit it first. And then you're going to get $10 million. Well, a woman in Rochester, New York, apparently fell for it recently and now faces criminal charges for stealing from her employer. She didn't have the money that she needed.
Yeah.
So she took it from her place of work and then she was just going to give it back to him when she got her $10 million.
Which is reasonable, by the way.
Sure, of course. Casey's General Store is where she worked, and apparently the bank started complaining because there were some deposits that went missing. They didn't show up when they were supposed to. And she apparently wired the money to the dude, and somebody was supposed to meet her at the airport, and she waited till like 10 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Dude never arrived. I think she spent about $12,000 or $13,000 of her employer's money.
See, this is what they do. They just keep coming up with more things that you have to send money for. Well, we need paperwork to get our guy out of the country. Well, we're going to need some money for lodging when we arrive in America. Well, we've got bank transfer fees. I mean, they keep coming up with stuff as long as you'll keep sending the money. And, of course, there's no money at the end of it for you. It's just all a scam. You can never find those people because they're in freaking Nigeria.
Yeah, I don't even think they're there.
wherever.
It's just a scam. But this woman fell for it and stole from her employer to send the money.
How much are they actually making on that email?
They must still be raking it in because they're still sending it out.
My God.
Well, they can essentially send it out for free. They get themselves one of those spammer programs. And let's say they send a million of them out. They only need one person basically to fall for it to make it well worth their time to do it.
Woman, 53 years old.
She must not have told a soul.
53. No, I imagine she was just going to wait and surprise him with
really
the $10
million. Greedy.
Yeah.
If I tell them, they'll do it.
They'll want some of their own.
There are a lot of different variations of scams, and a lot of people who you might think otherwise would be pretty bright, pretty on the ball, do end up falling for them. I mean, I've read stories in the paper about people who otherwise seem smart who, you know, they encountered the guy outside the store who said, I have this lottery ticket that's a winner. You can look at the numbers and see that it's a winner, yet I'm illegal, so I can't redeem it. You give me this amount of money, and I'll give you the lottery ticket. You can go get the rest. You know, I mean, that's a perfect example of a scam that, you know, after the fact, if once you've been taken, you give the person the money, and then the lottery ticket turns out to be a fake, it's no good. You can see clearly that you were taken.
Right.
But at the time, it seems so simple, and you're so excited about the possibility of some free money that you kind of want to believe it, so you do. And stuff like this happens all the time.
Who was in the news yesterday? Someone's boyfriend, actress's boyfriend, who was a scam artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was more like
Anne Hathaway.
Yes, Anne Hathaway, yeah. It was in the news again yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like people fall for this stuff all the time. So we're going to take your phone calls. We want to know the biggest thing you ever were scammed out of. Whatever it was, clothing, money, whatever it could have been, how they did it, and how stupid you felt. when you realize, I mean, imagine trying to explain to this 53-year-old woman that there's no person, there's no 10 mil, none of it's true. I mean, she would be beside herself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be devastating. And of course, you would recognize all of that after the scam. But during the scam, you're just so hopeful. How about the listener we had on the air just a couple weeks ago who responded to a Craigslist ad for a place to move into? And he gave the people a bunch of money for, you know, first month, last month, stuff like that. Turned out the person didn't even own the home. Turned out it was just a scam. I mean, that guy, he had to think, well, how was I supposed to know?
That's so sad.
There have to be signs that you missed along the way, though, most of the time.
I mean, people get that a lot with tickets, too, that they buy on places like Craigslist where they send them money.
Sporting events or concerts or whatever?
They get bogus tickets or they get nothing at all.
Yeah, I do that online.
Kevin, worry about that when you buy Super Bowl tickets in the city on the day of? You ever worry that, oh, I could be that guy on the news who had a counterfeit ticket, he shows up and it doesn't scan to get into the stadium?
I do. I always am a little nervous when I walk through, but it's not happened to me yet. But I hope. I got my fingers crossed. I'd really like to spend a lot of money and then not get let in. That's the best. So 1-800-520-1067. You fell for a scam, and we'll talk to you when we get back on.
All right, are we going to try not to make fun? Are we going to try not to mock? Or are we just going to go for it?
I don't know if we have the energy in us to not mock, but we'll try. We'll try to be nice.
The headline of the story we just told you about, Rochester, New York, woman accused of stealing to get $10 million in Nigerian scam. We've all had plenty of opportunities to be taken to the cleaners. Most of us pass. A few of you have said, yeah, sure, fleece me. I love it. 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to start today?
Let's start with Matt in Fullerton. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Hey, Matt.
I was in San Francisco and bullied with my buddy and wound up buying a laptop from a bum, or what we thought was going to be a laptop.
Why would you? Were you drunk? Why would you think a bum had a laptop?
Oh, yeah, we're far from sober.
Okay.
He came up to us telling us he worked in shipping and receiving at CompUSA or something, and he had a FedEx box that was kind of heavy.
Yeah.
So he asked us, you know, for whatever money we had, which we only paid $20 for, but... Mm-hmm. We were all excited and ran around the corner, opened the box, and it was full of magazines.
That's
nice.
A good one. I was in New York once when we were broadcasting from there. I bought a Rolex for $15.
Yeah, that's...
You know what? I was so happy with that. I don't know how the guy got them so cheap, if they fell off a truck or what, but it's a real Rolex, dude.
Did that Rolex work?
It did until I got home.
Yeah.
Probably just as well as the laptop.
Here's what we're going to do, Matt. We're going to give the first five people who call in a copy of Midnight Club Los Angeles.
Hey.
On the platform of your choice. It's a racing game through the streets of Los Angeles. It's fantastic. I've already played it once. And we're going to – actually, we don't even have to send it to you. We'll just offer to send it to you.
Yeah.
And we'll take down your information, and then we'll keep it.
Yeah.
And we do have an empty box for you here at K-Rock if you want to swing by and pick it up. By the way, you get to drive – no wonder you love this game, Kevin. You get to drive 245 miles an hour through the streets of Los Angeles.
Wow. Yeah, it's awesome.
I do not
I don't know what time of
that.
Day they set the game in, but think about it. I mean,
I'm thinking midnight.
Well, I guess
it's
the clue
title.
Is right there.
Don't know what time of day that is, but
– I withdraw the question.
What type of day is Midnight Club at?
Jenny in Redondo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jenny.
What did you fall for?
It wasn't actually me. It was my family, like my mom. We got rented a foreclosed house when I was in high school, and my mom got duped out of about $5,000.
Oh, no. It wasn't that house? It wasn't theirs?
He rented it to us. He changed the locks, but apparently it was bank-owned, and so knocking on the door and leaving us notes and like, you know, this home's in foreclosure. And we're like, well, why don't they talk to the owner? You know, she's renting it to us.
Oh, my God. Imagine you have a kid in high school or your mom is doing
that. There's three of us. And my dad had just left. So it was really, really hard time for my mom already, you know, trying to like make it on her own. And
wow.
Yeah, it was terrible. So she found this house. It was a big house and it wasn't that expensive, but, you know, it was a nice house. And yeah, about $5,000.
How about that?
Wow.
Well, we're going to make everything better with a copy of Midnight Club.
Xbox 360.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on for your game. What time does that game take place? Do you guys know?
Mm-mm. I can't tell. 9:30, 10 o'clock maybe? Right. Susan is in Eagle Rock on line 3 on the Kevin Bean Show talking about scams you fell for. Hey, Susan, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi. Well, it wasn't me who fell for it. It was my mother-in-law and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those email scams with the Toyota Tundra truck and wiring.
I don't think I've seen this. What is it? They're just offering to sell it to you cheap?
Yeah, the, you know,
there's a guy that needs to sell this truck. He has the, you know, pictures of it online, and, you know, you can check the VIN number, and it checks out it's that truck and everything. But he needs to, I guess, get out of the country and needs to sell it quick, and, you know, you can go check it out. And, well, they fell for it. They wired $3,200 to, you know, some account.
Wow.
And, yeah, expected an email with confirmation where they could pick it up and never got it. So,
you know, it seems to me like a lot of these people are really nice, but super naive. Like, it doesn't occur to you that it would be a scam artist,
but
you know?
But some scammers are pretty good, too.
I don't.
If you can
are.
Check out VIN numbers it, but, and stuff, you know, you've done research.
Terrible.
But how many of us would send $3,200 before meeting or seeing or anything?
True.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Well, my husband he laughed at her when she came over to him, you know, because I was telling Dave that, you know, he's a criminal justice major and knew about this scam and was like, this is a Nigerian 411 scam.
Oh, man.
And she was like, huh? I mean, just very, you know, naive about it. And we just kind of laughed, you know.
Sure. All right. Hang on for your midnight club. That's the kind of support they were looking for within the family, too, Susan. Mm-hmm. I got to, you know, I buy stuff on eBay, and you get nervous. I mean, sometimes you buy stuff that costs a little bit, and you don't know those people.
Yeah.
You're assuming that they've got the merchandise on the other side. You just hope to, you know, you hope to get lucky, and you try to buy from people who already have a lot of good positive scores on eBay. But
right. It's
a possibility always exists, certainly, that you can get taken.
I think it's a pretty good idea, though, if you are solicited by email. I don't know. Maybe
just delete that.
A little follow-up or something going on there. Derek in Pomona. Good morning.
Yeah, Derek.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lise May.
Good morning.
What did you buy on eBay?
Well, I was looking at some paintball markers on eBay, and a guy hit me up for a marker that seemed like a great deal. It was $400 under cost. It was only $800. So I sent him the money, and a couple weeks later, I got a box. Very excited to open it up, and when I did, I found out that he had sent me a Super Nintendo controller instead of a paintball gun. So, I
and what happened when you followed up with him? Was he no longer available to receive emails from you?
Oh yeah, he made the mistake of calling me from his cell phone, so I immediately called his house
and
tracked him down. And his mom said he had just moved out. His brother said he didn't live there anymore. So
awesome!
Wow,
I was just kind of out. I talked to PayPal, and they're like, "Well, he sent you something, so technically we can't get your money back for you."
Really? Because he sent you anything?
No, they couldn't do anything, I guess.
All right. Hold on for your copy of Midnight Club Los Angeles.
Let's try, I love Steve in Norwalk. Are we saving him?
Yeah.
Steve's the best. Let's take Nicholas real quick at Hawthorne. This is one that I haven't heard about, although with what's going on in the economy, you might start to see more and more of this kind of scam. Hey, Nick, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lisa. Hey.
Good morning.
I've been waiting to set up for so long. Right.
Are you there?
Lost him. He's been waiting to say that for so long.
Oh.
He got that out.
Uh-huh.
But that's all. Apparently he paid $1,000 for gold on the street, and it turns out it wasn't gold. But again, I'm going to say, who gives...
Don't buy stuff on the street like that.
Oh, you have gold? Oh, you're just a dude walking down the street? Okay, I'll take it. All right, let's go to Steve in Norwalk. That guy waited his whole life to get on the air and then just dropped immediately.
Oh, so sad.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
How'd you get taken?
I was on a dating site called amateurmatch.com. Mm-hmm. And this girl started emailing me and told me she was in Nigeria. She had a check for $50,000. And she was going to come to me and we were going to have our life together. And she kept telling me that she had a hotel bill, and she had the check, but she couldn't cash it over there because it was in U.S. funds.
Right.
And we all know the dollar is no good anywhere in the world.
She told me that she could not cash it, so she was going to send me the check, and I was going to wire her back the money.
Right.
So she kept telling me she had internet bills, she had hotel bills, and she had to pay all these bills. So I ended up sending her over $1,700.
Wow!
Oh, you're such a nice man, Steve.
Did you not think... First of all, the word Nigerian has to be a tip-off. But did you not think, hey, why don't you send me the check and then I'll send you a little something?
Actually, that did happen. She somebody else sent me a check, and it was a fake check. So I took it to the bank.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it. They send you a check that appears real, and sometimes it'll go, you know, you deposit it in the bank, and you don't know for 3 days or something like that that it's fake.
Wow.
I asked the bank before I gave it to him, is that a fake check? He said, yes. Well, we're shredded.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
That is...
I had just gotten the laptop, but I didn't know that there was things going on like that. I had just gotten computer savvy. So
right.
Don't you wish you were the kind of guy who could meet girls in person instead?
Exactly.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't sound you were computer savvy at that point either. By the way, you know, I really do. I think it's just naivete. You just think people are going to be nice and stick to their word, and they just prey on you.
Exactly.
Which is good times. Hang on for your video game.
Thank you.
Or
if
not.
We're really going to send it, how do you know?
K-Rock's Bleed It Out Blood Drive going on right now in Long Beach at the Shipwreck at Queen Mary. Ralph is in front of the dome. What's the turnout like there this morning so far, Ralph?
It's really picking up now. People are just streaming in and out. It's great to see so many people coming down to give blood. Hi, guys. People are coming by and they're waving and they're saying hi, which is nice. I'm a little disappointed, though, because while you guys were talking about scams, I went inside to give blood, and they told me they can't take my blood.
Why?
It's frozen, solid.
A little cold out there, Ralph?
Yeah, they tried to put a needle in, but it broke.
that's
all I'm saying. But thanks to the folks at K-Rock for putting me outside here in the parking lot.
Well, we did bring in our professional, the guy who could really handle the elements. We sent him out there, so.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm out here on a couch that I'm about to set on fire so I can stay warm.
If you want to give blood, and you should, in the Long Beach area today till 3 o'clock, K-Rock is going to be there live with lots of prizes, including Saw DVDs, Shipwreck tickets, Foo Fighters tickets, Smashing Pumpkins tickets, lots of other stuff, all the details, and you can register online before you head down at krock.com. 6:57 now, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's a very frozen Ralph Garman.
Saturday Night Live is going to their bullpen, bringing out some of their former aces to help with their political coverage. Of course, every Thursday night now they do the Saturday Night Live Weekend Update Special, and they got their old buddy Will Ferrell to stop by. I guess they don't have much time to make fun of George Bush anymore, so they had to bring him out of retirement to give us a little G-dub.
And here's what that sounds like now.
And now, a message from the President of the United States.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I've chosen to schedule this impromptu address at night, because quite frankly, every time I speak during the day, the stock market goes in the crapper. So sorry, Asian markets. You take the hit on this one. I come to you tonight in the midst of a very important election between two very qualified candidates. The hot lady and the Tiger Woods guy.
Didn't you tell us a couple days ago that Will Ferrell has taken his George Bush show on the road, Ralph?
Not on the road, but he's going to New York. He's going to be doing a one-man Broadway show called You're Welcome, America, which is him doing his George W. Bush impression, and he's going to enjoy the last remaining days of G-Dub's administration by making some more fun of him, which I think
is fun perfect. To see him doing that character again last night. That was one of his best on the show.
And then next hour we'll have some more tape from that special in case you missed it, including Tina Fey doing some Sarah Palin, too. Very, very funny stuff. Meanwhile, Daniel Craig was in talks to star as Daniel Craig, of course, the cinema's James Bond, in talks to star as the Marvel comic superhero Thor.
Thor.
Ooh. You know, one of my favorites. He's a Norse god with long, flowing blonde hair and a hammer of power.
That's what I call my unit, hammer of power.
Is it?
Back to you.
Daniel Craig was being offered millions of dollars to play the role. However, he has turned it down. He told the London Daily Star newspaper, "I didn't fancy running around with long hair and a hammer." Okay. So flimsy.
Wow.
Sure, he'll come out of the surf in a Speedo, but he won't put on armor and with a giant hammer and a helmet like a man wears. I'm wearing mine right now, my armor and my hammer.
If you were, you wouldn't be as cold as you are.
Last night in Los Angeles, the reunited Jane's Addiction was playing.
No kidding.
How about that? Dave Navarro posts on his blog today that they did a 10-song set at La Cita Bar in the downtown area. $5 was the price of the ticket. How'd you like to see Jane's Addiction for $5?
Wow.
Tickets sold out in minutes. Perry Farrell, of course, reprised his role as singer. Eric Avery, Stephen Perkins, they were all there. Navarro said they hadn't played live together since 1991.
Really? It's been that long?
That's amazing.
Well, they've had semi-reunions. I guess Avery was the holdout previously. They had somebody else playing the bass, I think. But yeah, for the original guys.
How about that?
There's talk that Janes may reunite for some new music in the near future. So we may get a new Jane's Addiction album sometime soon.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
It would be cool.
Speaking of the music, of all the musical guests ever to appear on The Simpsons, Nancy Cartwright, who does the character Bart on that show, says 50 Cent was the nicest she's ever encountered.
50 Cent, really?
Said despite his thuggish reputation, he was on time, he was personable, he was sweet to everybody. However, producers did have to ask him to remove all of his jewelry because it was making too much noise while they were recording.
It was clanging?
I'm not kidding. It actually was clanking while they were recording, so you had to have him remove some of his bling so they could get a clean recording.
That's awesome.
You have too much jewelry if you're in danger of being noise pollution.
I'm busy now. You can't be hounding a pimp.
Liv Tyler says her son Milo, who's 3 years old, is just the most special little boy in the world. Of course, every mother feels that way, but she tells People magazine that her 3-year-old calls her princess and also calls her my precious, precious mommy. What a fruit! Just give him a pair of assless chaps now for Christmas, Liv, because Milo's just flimsy.
Yes, you're my precious, precious mommy. Mm-hmm. You're my princess.
He might grow up to play James Bond one day, though, Ralph. You never know.
Absolutely. Heather McCartney is finding out that the money she stole from Paul McCartney in their divorce isn't lasting her nearly as long as she had hoped.
Didn't she get like $50 million like a month ago?
Yes, she did. Well, 7 months ago she got it. Apparently she has burned through $25 million over the last 7 months.
That's insane.
No, that's not a joke. She's bought several different properties around the world. That was about $20 million of that. She spent $1 million staffing those properties and, by the way, still has no place to live because all of the properties she's currently renovating. So, that's good news.
How many houses does she need?
All of them?
Well, I guess she needs one for her, one for the leg, right?
Sure.
Well, you need a leg house.
A separate one for the leg,
I got a bunch of different legs, but I got some jewel-encrusted legs now, so they need a different space.
Sure.
It's not like she's, one of these people that has a job where that requires him to be in lots of places around the world all the time. I mean, she really doesn't do anything, right?
Mm-mm. No. No, she does not. Except apparently buy homes.
Yeah.
That's her new hobby. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Former Stones bassist Bill Wyman is 72 years old today. Bean, you would know this better than I. Wasn't Bill Wyman the guy who had to get permission from his wife's father to marry her because she was underage?
Yes. Yeah, I think she was 16 or 17 at the time he married her, yeah.
Yeah.
And how old was he then?
Late 60s.
Yeah. Late 60s.
And he said, okay.
68 or 69.
So if the father says it's okay, it's not against the law?
Write it off, yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely. Parents can give legal permission for their kids to marry at any age.
Wow.
My father was 20 when he wanted to get married and had to get his father's permission, if you can believe it, because you had to be 21 at that time.
Huh.
Wow.
So, to marry without parents' permission.
Chief wanted some bad, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I will do whatever it takes to get laid. I will get married at 20. Actor Kevin Kline is 61 years old today. Actor B.D. Wong.
Hey!
Celebrates his 48th birthday. Bean, you okay?
It sounded like he was...
I think Bean had a hernia.
He was recording paper stains.
That wouldn't hurt.
Singer Monica is 28 years old today. And actress Shanae Grimes from the new 90210 turns 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz...
An hour from right now, we're going to talk to Tobin Bell from Saw 5.
That guy's dead, man. I saw the movie. Come on. Also, Adam Sessler joins us. He's the managing editor of X Play on G4, talking about the Guitar Hero World Tour that opens up this weekend. Andrew Siciliano previews the NFL, and Ralph Garman becomes a human popsicle. All of that on the way. Oh, the movie beat in about 10 minutes if Ralph survives the blistering conditions in Long Beach this morning. Someone could bring the brother a coat, right? I mean, that could happen. It's maybe a cup of coffee, right?
Ralph, what's the problem down there?
Cold.
You didn't know you were going to be outside?
I had no idea. For some reason, it's the dome. It's where they used to put the Spruce Goose, the world's largest airplane.
Right, sure.
That's where they're giving blood to. That's where we're taking blood. It's the size of a giant football stadium, but there's no room, apparently, for me inside. So I'm out in the parking lot since 5 o'clock in the dark and cold, and I don't have have a jacket.
So if somebody is going to go down and give blood, if they had like an old sweatshirt or something like that, maybe just bring it for
that
Ralph.
Would be
I'll
nice.
Take blood. I could use a transfusion right now. Just a warm blood would be good. At least there's no coffee down here. That's good.
Well, you got that going on,
no
too.
No food.
Oh, my God.
No light. No internet. No electricity.
Nothing.
I love that the world's largest airplane could fit in the hangar. No room for a little tiny Ralph Garman.
No room for me.
That's fantastic. All right, get the details if you want to give blood today, and you should, at krock.com. First, though, time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. We got it set up for you 24 hours a day at 323-520-AFRO. Okay.
All right. Weed is cool. Yes. Thank you.
Tom Anderson.
All right.
Was that worth the call?
I think so. I think that was very worth it.
Hey, Bean. Guess what? I'm drinking some pumpkin ale.
Mm. Burn.
I do love anything pumpkin flavored. That is true.
I think we need to have a Bean impression contest.
I like it.
Give away some prizes, have everybody call in, because it seems to be the latest rage.
I know that I can't do it. I know that I would lose that contest.
What is the difference between Sarah Palin's mouth and Sarah Palin's vagina? Only some of the things that come out of her vagina are retarded.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a little rough.
Wow, because
that's a little rough.
Because she's got the kid with the
Yeah.
Omar laughing his head off. You're evil.
We took a call from the Armenian comedian yesterday who was telling us about his new plan, which is to style and color pubic hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Only women.
And he's got a lot of clients lined up, apparently.
Hey, this thing with Sam styling pubes? What an awesome idea. I think I want to get mine done like the lead singer from Flock of Seagulls. Wouldn't that be cool?
Sure.
I don't know what his pubes look like, but yeah, sure.
Well, I think he was referring to the haircut, the big sweeping hair he had. Hey, Psycho Mike, are you going to go down there tomorrow where Sam claims that he has clients lined up to get this done?
Yes, I'll be there, Bean.
Oh, I owe. I didn't realize you'd swapped out foreigners on me.
I do believe that he's planning on going there, yes.
Okay.
This is very troubling for me.
Come on. It's almost that time.
Come on now with that.
Can't wait. Butterball Turkey Hotline, days away.
Very upset, listener.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. I was watching TV the other day, and I flipped over to the Fox Network. Were they talking about Megan Fox? No. What the f***?
That's a good point. Good question. That's false advertising,
yes.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Psycho Mike impressions.
And now it's time for another episode of the many reactions of Psycho Mike. Megan Fox. Oh. Christian Bale. Pete Wentz. Oh. Slayer. Kirsten Dunst. The Dallas Cowboys.
That was a pretty big setup, wasn't it?
That was well done.
But well worth it in the end. Not sure if you'll recognize this listener or not, but...
What's up, Kevin and Bean? This is DeJuan from Los Angeles, California. And UCLA ladies, I like to fall in love with one of you ladies at UCLA. Because you're cool. I love the UCLA Bruins. I love you, UCLA ladies. Peace.
There is a lucky student at UCLA right now who could have DeJuan. All she has to do is let him know.
He's the best.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Come on, Kevin and Bean, play that motherfucking song.
Nope.
Halloween time.
Sorry, wish we had time. Don't. Got to move on to other things. Got the movie beat coming up in a few minutes. Dude, we don't have time here. I'm telling you right now.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Go sleep, things are going to happen.
You understand, it's not Halloween until our listeners hear this.
Ooh, ah, 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 ah. Halloween spooks outside my window.
Sing it if you know it.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Yeah.
I wish that the children could see what I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Oh, God, here we go again.
We,
We probably don't have time for the whole thing, but of course, Halloween Spooks. That's the anthem of the season right there, Kevin. You can't kill the kids and their love for the Halloween Spooks.
Uh-oh, this isn't good.
No, this is great. These people making all these really scary sounds.
Sounds
really
like a monkey.
Put you in the mood. And that girl, that chick's not annoying. No, why, that's very interesting.
Come on. I hope someone's alarm is going off right now.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Wow, this is scary.
Ooh, bring in some other. Oh, yes. Gargling.
Boring.
All right, now at this point, hang on for the big finish.
What?
Almost there.
I wish.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And as Halloween spooks outside my window.
Make some more noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't get old.
Manure.
That doesn't get old at all.
No one enjoys that!
Time for Ralph's Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, boys and girls, about six big movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Let's take a look at some of the smaller ones first before we get to the big studio releases. There's a film coming out in limited release this weekend called I've Loved You So Long. Now, you probably haven't heard a lot about it. It's a small budget, independent film, but Kristen Scott Thomas stars in this film.
Oh, yeah.
And the buzz is already that she is a hands-on favorite to get a nomination for an Oscar for Best Actress this year. So you might want to check it out.
What's it about?
She plays a woman who has served a 15-year prison sentence for murder. And when she gets out of jail, she has to live with her sister and her sister's family. And while she's trying to adjust to everyday life, she has to deal with her sister's estranged relationship with her sister and the animosity she feels from her sister. It's a family drama, but apparently Kristen Scott Thomas, it's too cold to speak.
Too cold.
Kristen Scott Thomas's performance is remarkable. So I've loved you so long is the name of the movie. If you want to check it out, not to be confused with Me Love You Long Time.
Right. Very different,
which
totally
is a very
different
film. But I've also enjoyed that a lot.
Anyone come by with a coffee or a sweater for you yet, Ralph?
No, sir.
Okay.
People waving as they go into the warmth of the dome. To give blood, and that's great.
We did send somebody down with an ice pick to try to chip the glacier around you away.
I appreciate that. That'd be good. Another small film coming out this weekend, Schenectady.
Yeah.
It's not the city of New York?
Not Schenectady. Schenectady.
Okay.
Which only makes sense when you realize it's that Kaufman dude.
Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah,
oh,
Charlie being Kaufman, John Malkovich guy.
Who writes all those insane movies. Adaptation, remember that?
Adaptation, yeah, sure.
Madness. The Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a theatrical director in small town New York, and he tries to recreate a life-size recreation of New York. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to recreate New York for a production.
Life-size?
Yeah.
Okay
then.
He's
so
crazy.
You know what you're in for when you get those guys together. Philip Seymour Hoffman, though, always interesting. Worth seeing. Yeah. Some of the bigger movies coming out this weekend. Clint Eastwood is the director of a new film called The Changeling. Angelina Jolie stars as a woman who reports her son missing to the LAPD in the 1920s. The cops find her son and return her son to her, only it's not her son. It's another boy.
What?
They insist that is her son. She, you would think, would know better and says it's not. And they commit her to an insane asylum when she continues to question why they brought her the wrong boy and insist that the boy is not her child.
It's a true story?
Yeah.
What the F?
John Malkovich plays the lawyer who represents her against the LAPD. And Clint Eastwood, great director.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie, great actress. Looks like a very interesting film.
But
you can't expect Angelina Jolie to be able to correctly identify all the children in her lives, right? Just give me one about the same size and age, and I'm happy.
That's why she tattoos them on the back of their necks, so she yeah. can pick them apart. Here's a scene from The Changeling.
You're here on Code 12, police action. I mean, the doctors, the staff, they figure that if the police brought you here, there must be a good reason for it.
There isn't a good reason for it. I'm perfectly sane.
The more you try to act sane, the crazier you start to look. If you smile too much, you're delusional, you're stifling hysteria. And if you don't smile, you're depressed. If you remain neutral, you're emotionally withdrawn, potentially catatonic. Don't you get it? We're here for the exact same reasons. We both pissed off the cops.
That's scary ass stuff.
Pissed off the cops, you go inside the nutty hatch.
A lot of rules in there.
Sure are. High School Musical opens today. High School Musical 3, senior year.
Stop it. Stop it.
How's my sweet Zach look?
Gay. As seniors in high school, Troy, played by Zac Efron, and Gabriella, played by Vanessa Hudgens, struggle with the idea of being separated from one another as college approaches.
Sure, that could happen.
I hope they sing and dance while he just bones her in the gymnasium.
The scene that I saw, he stops in the middle of a basketball game to have a touching duet. He's on the court, she's in the stands watching him play, and they're singing to each other during the game.
Oh, God. This is their senior year. Does that mean we don't have to put up with this crap anymore?
This is the last movie. This
is going to be a freshman college musical.
This is it. I don't get to see it till 11:05 a.m., but what do you know about it, Ralph?
Well, here's a little scene being to whet your appetite.
Let the music be your guide.
Won't you pause?
Won't you come miss me? That you'll never forget.
We'll keep dancing.
To keep dancing
wherever we go next.
It's like catching lightning.
Oh, sweet. God in heaven.
God, I hate you so much.
At least the story's horrible, the acting's bad, and the music's horrific.
Here's what we like about Bean, though, is that he's clearly being funny when he's on the air saying it looks good and his sweet Zach and all that.
He'll be there at 11:05.
All that BS. He's not going. No. But off the air, at least he dropped. Oh, wait. No, he doesn't drop that at all.
Why would he see it, Kevin? He's seen the other ones.
He's not going.
Like, I guarantee I'm going to see it. If I do nothing else this week, my puppies may not get fed this weekend, but I'm going to High School Musical 3.
Oh,
believe me.
God.
Aren't I funny? Aren't I unique? F you.
Pride and Glory opens up this weekend. Edward Norton and Colin Farrell star as two cops who are both New York cops who are also brothers in New York City. And trouble starts when Ed Norton uncovers a scandal at Colin Farrell's precinct. He's doing no good. He's a bad cop.
Really?
He's good cop, bad cop kind of thing. Here's a scene from Pride and Glory.
I asked you point blank, were you involved in this? And what did you say to me?
I said what needed to be said. I said what you wanted to hear.
I wanted the truth.
The truth? Truth about the money we were getting? The dirty cops you preside over? You knew exactly what was going on, Franny.
I gave you room to get the job done, Jimmy.
Silk hat, same pig. Crime's down, collar's up. It's what you wanted. And justifies the means, buddy boy.
Yeah, buddy boy.
Silk hat, what pig, what?
I'm bringing buddy boy back.
Buddy boy?
That's right, buddy boy.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much. Of course, it's Halloween time. That means we've got thrillers and horror movies galore coming out in the next couple weeks. One thriller is called Passengers. Looks real interesting. Anne Hathaway stars as a grief counselor who was working with a group of plane crash survivors. David Morse also stars, Patrick Wilson also in the film. Then she finds herself in the middle of a mystery when her clients start to disappear. The plane crash survivors start to disappear, and she has to figure out what happens to them.
The one that lives there is crazy.
Only serial killers and molesters live up in that.
That's true. So
you can imagine what's going on up there. And Saw 5 opens today. I didn't see 4, but I saw 5.
Hey!
Thank you so much.
You're freezing cold, and still you bring it.
I still got it.
Bring the heat.
Jigsaw is carrying on. I don't know how. Didn't he die at some point in the last couple films?
Two films ago, I believe.
Yeah. Well, he's still putting people in rooms and hooking them up to bizarre, kinky, sadomasochistic traps that make them decide whether they're going to die or eat off their foot or something. Here's a little scene from Saw 5.
67.5% of criminals are back in prison within 3 years.
What do you want from me?
So you might look at what you did to Seth as a kind of public service.
She was my only family. He didn't deserve a chance. He was an animal.
Everybody deserves a chance. There is a better, more efficient way.
Tell me what you want.
I want to know if you have what it takes.
takes to survive.
Good times.
Yeah, you don't ever want to be on the other end of a conversation with that dude.
Nope.
Kevin Ryder once again reprises his role as Jigsaw in Saw 5.
Kevin, can, like we,
can you do a little Jigsaw for us, Kevin?
Do you want to play a game?
Kevin stars either as Jigsaw or as Cookie Monster. We haven't figured out which. My pick for the weekend, just because Halloween's right around the corner, you got to go see Saw 5 and get the pants scared off you, right?
It's Seesaw 5?
Seesaw 5, yes. Takes place on a playground.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
We spent the other day talking about bad remakes. That was a pretty true remake to the Michael Jackson song.
Yeah.
Weird, though, wasn't it? I mean, they didn't really change much about it. Yeah, why do it? Yeah. But it was huge.
It was good.
But why?
I don't know.
I mean, that is the Michael Jackson version. So what's the point?
That's a good point. It's 7:44 on the Kevin and Bean Show. The star of Saw 5, Tobin Bell, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, we're very excited. You know, all this week here on K-Rock, we've been giving away the Guitar Hero World Tour, which is available for sale this weekend. We thought we'd find out more about this outstanding new game from Adam Sessler, who is the host and managing editor of X-Play over there on the G4 channel. Hey, Adam, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Hey, it's really good to be here.
I couldn't believe until I saw it in the paper this morning that the Guitar Hero franchise has sold more than 23 million units so far, over $1.5 billion of retail sales, and it's only been around for, 3 years?
Yeah, it's been 3 or 4 years. We actually were one of the first people to get our hands on it at a big award show we had called G4 about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, it had a very small publisher, and it was the first time anyone got a chance to play it. And at the time, it first looked like a toy, like, oh, that's just something for kids. And then we stood there, started playing, and went, oh, my God, this is awesome. Like, you really feel involved with all these songs that you already love so much.
It is like crack cocaine. Once you pick up that little plastic guitar, all of a sudden, in your mind, you're on stage, you're a member of the band, and you can't put it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first hit was free, and that's what happened.
Sure.
Now, I guess, although they're competition, I guess Rock Band has been good for Guitar Hero because it's kind of forced them to even go further and take it to the next level, taking some of the best of what Rock Band has to offer with the New World Tour and then beyond, right?
Right. Now, Rock Band is actually some of the guys that created the original Guitar Hero. They kind of moved over and wanted to go one step further, and they were the first ones to get added instruments. So you have a second guitar to play bass, you have drums, and then you have the microphone for vocals. World Tour is doing the same thing, but they're also taking it in a few other directions. One of the cool ones is the create a rocker mode. Like, more or less, you get your own avatar that you get to design, either like yourself or like your fantasy self or like someone who's actually famous.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when you play online or with your other friends in a band, you kind of have a nice representation of yourself. So probably what's most unique about World Tour is that you can create your own tracks and then share that with other Guitar Hero players, you know, around the world.
How many, I was reading this and I was thinking to myself, how many people who play Guitar Hero can create their own tracks?
Yeah.
None?
I'm really curious to see what happens. I know that no one wants to know what I could create.
Sure.
I don't want to know, and so I'm not going to actually be doing that myself.
So you could actually write music on the Guitar Hero instruments and record it and then send it to your friends?
Yeah, send it to your friends, or really send it to anybody. It can get ranked, and so like there will be sort of a popularity rating so that other people, if they see that, okay, a lot of people like this, I'll download it and give it a shot. It's actually a lot more deep than you would think. There's a very easy way to do it, and then you can go into all these kind of mixes to try to get, you know, perfect sounds or really, you know, heighten that drum track. It's quite impressive. I'm interested to see what people are going to do with it.
Now, for people who have Guitar Hero, they've got the guitar.
Right.
Can you use that on this game?
Yes, you can. You can just play this game with the guitar as you've always known Guitar Hero to be.
Mm.
You can also, you know, buy the pack that has new drums and everything in it.
Sorry, my bad. I hit the wrong button.
I was about to say. Wow, that Adam was thought, a bad answer on my part. I'm sorry.
He thought, wow, I'm done already. Now, do I hear that you now have cymbals to play with your drums, too?
Right. There are cymbals there. It really adds a level of difficulty and depth to the game. So there are two cymbals as well. And they actually work quite well. Like, you get enough of the bounce off of them to get back onto those drums so you don't miss a beat.
So Xbox 360, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, Nintendo Wii, it's coming out when? Tomorrow night at midnight?
Yes, I think it is tomorrow night at midnight. I think there's even a concert here in L.A. with Smashing Pumpkins.
There is,
celebrate
yeah.
the launch.
Mm-hmm.
So
some of our guys are going to that. Hey, Adam, let me ask you this. You know, I remember when, you know, anytime something comes out that's new, like you mentioned, there aren't a lot of people to sign on at first, and then it gets to be popular, and everyone wants to be a part of it. Are there bands out there that fans are dying to have participate and to license their music for Guitar Hero that haven't done it yet, or are all the biggies pretty much on board already?
Well, I mean, I think the classic one that people always want but no one has is the Beatles.
Sure.
That always brings with it all those copyright issues, so I don't think anyone should ever hold their breath for that. One of the ones for me personally that finally is on Guitar Hero is Van Halen. Because, I mean, to me, that's, you know, given my age, that's like,
yes.
the rockers that I wanted. And so Hot for Teacher is on Guitar Hero World Tour.
Yeah.
I think everyone has that particular band that's a little bit smaller, but it's so good for these bands to be on these games. They watch their record sales go through the roof, and there's a whole new generation of kids out there that are rediscovering music that, you know, you and I really liked when we were young.
Tool is on it, Sublime is on it, yeah. System of a Down, Paramore, Ozzy, No Doubt, Nirvana, Modest Mouse, I hope I don't have to sing that one, don't know the words, Linkin Park, 311, Filter. I mean, there's hundreds of songs on this one, it looks like.
Oh, yes, and there's more to come. There's always downloadable songs, you know, in the future. So I would have to say both for Rock Band and Guitar Hero, I mean, there's unique differences between the games, and people should try out both before they know which one is best suited to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's always it's a good investment because there's always new stuff to challenge yourself with in the future.
Guitar Hero World Tour is available Saturday night at midnight. We've been giving away copies from Best Buy, but it's available everywhere. There's no exclusive retailer on this one, right, Adam?
No.
Okay. Adam is the host and managing editor of X-Play on G4. And real quick, in less than a minute, if you can, I understand Fallout is coming out very soon, yeah. too, and that's another game that everybody's been waiting for.
Fallout 3, pretty much, it's a post-apocalyptic role-playing game. You can play this game probably for hundreds of hours. It's exceedingly violent and very dark, but it's got a great sense of humor as well. If you're more of a hardcore gamer and you want something that's going to take up all of your time, this is definitely the game.
And when does that come out?
That will be coming out on Tuesday, the 28th.
Tuesday. Okay.
That's fantastic. A lot of our listeners are already planning to quit their jobs. That's great news.
That is true, by the way.
Or come work for me.
All right, Adam, X-Play on G4. Thanks for the update, man. Great catching up with you.
All right, my pleasure.
Thank you. Bye now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I would like to thank one of our listeners named Aussie, who she came down and brought me a blanket.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Fantastic. Very, very sweet of her. So I am wrapped in a blanket. And I look like a homeless Indian.
I didn't think Ozzy was up this early, but thanks
not
to Ozzy.
Oh, Ozzy is her name, and she was.
Ralph is
sweet.
Live from Mount Everest this morning. If you yes. had not tuned in before, he's actually talking to us from the peak of Mount Everest,
well,
which I think is very impressive.
We're here at the base camp. We're heading up in about a couple hours, but there's still time to come down here if you want to come down to the dome here near the Queen Mary in Long Beach. To give blood, people are just, there's a waiting list. I mean, people are waiting in line
That's
to give
great.
Blood, which is great. And if you don't need, if you need more motivation than just doing the right thing by giving blood, there are some amazing tickets they're giving away. I was just looking at the tickets they're giving away as a thank you for folks who are coming down. We've got Foo Fighters tickets, Smashing Pumpkins, Tiger Army, Modest Yahoo and Flowbots. I mean, a lot of great shows we've got tickets for. So if you'd like to come down and give some blood, you can pick up a pair of tickets. We got DVDs or CDs to give away. So a lot of good stuff, too, for stopping by. And we appreciate it.
You can get all the information, including directions and an entry form to print out ahead of leaving the house at krock.com. Speaking of the Saw DVDs that you're giving away, we'll talk to Tobin Bell, who is Jigsaw in the Saw franchise, talking about the new one, Saw 5, coming up after the news at 8 right now. What else is going on in Hollywood?
Oh, is there going to be like a Kevin Tobin Bell Jigsaw off?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so, too.
I wouldn't want to make him feel bad, you know.
Last night on NBC, Saturday Night Live had their Thursday night special. They're doing weekly specials now with the weekend update, and they brought Will Ferrell back to do George W. Bush, and Tina Fey stopped by again to do some more Sarah Palin. Very funny impressions from both of those folks. Here's a little taste of what you saw if you watched last night.
You know, let's bring on Senator McCain and Governor Palin.
Nice to meet you, Mr. President. I've seen you on TV.
Where's McRage? Well,
you know, John McCain and I have been so busy traveling around this great country of ours, talking about change and energy and independence and William Ayers and doing a little shopping.
Good.
Unfortunately, Senator McCain, upon hearing you wanted to give him a super public endorsement, cannot be found. He was was last seen traveling on foot through the Adirondacks. But my husband Todd and two of his drinking buddies are in pursuit on snow machines.
All three of these political specials that Saturday Night Live has been putting on Thursday nights are going to be re-aired back-to-back on Saturday if you missed them and want to catch up.
Oh, great.
There you go. How good is she doing that, Sarah?
She's great.
That's killer. Awesome. The divorce between Madonna and Guy Ritchie is proving to be one of the ugliest in Hollywood history. It's just begun. Already we're getting dark, dark tales from both camps ratting out the other one. Friends of the former couple. I love, by the way, how these people are always referred to as friends of the former couple. Yes. I hope I never have friends like this. Mm-hmm. They tell Us Weekly magazine that the two used to argue all the time, and Madonna used to enjoy pushing Guy Ritchie's buttons during their arguments by telling him that she should have married someone who was more like her. She would say that she is strong, hot-blooded, intelligent, ambitious, and spiritual, and Guy is none of those.
Ouch.
Meanwhile, Guy would always lash back by saying that she is old, ugly, wrinkled, stupid, and worst of all, fat. That's not what you tell Madonna. You do not you do not drop the F-bomb around Madonna.
God, no.
Because she will immediately just go to the nearest treadmill and never get off. Bad news there. Jamie King is dealing with a real-life horror movie situation. The smoking hot model and actress, who, by the way, I worked with in Two for the Money, you may remember.
Oh, was she in that movie?
I saw her.
Yes. Wow.
How dare you. She is being terrorized by an escape mental patient.
Oh, dear God.
It's right out of a movie.
Named Dean?
He's been terrorizing her, and police have had to pretty much keep her under close eye around the clock to make sure she stays safe. She said she's always wanted to, as an actress, you know, do work that touches people, but not in a freaky way like this. No. Apparently, he thinks there's some sort of connection between the two of them, and he wants to be around her all the time and would like to wear her skin as a suit.
Oh. Oh. Hey, now.
Yeah.
I think the ladies love it.
I don't think they love that at all. They're being stalked. Scientologists reportedly unhappy when the will of late actor and singer-songwriter Isaac Hayes was read. They were expecting as much as a third of his estate, but apparently when the will was read, the estate was broken into thirds. One third went to his widow and young son, another to his charitable foundation, and the last third went to his 11 elder children.
Mm. 11.
Wow. 11 other children, but no money set aside for the Church of Scientology.
Mm.
So does he not get to go on the spaceship now, or how does that work?
He has lost his seat on the spaceship, and he had to go until he hit a window.
Really?
Oh, that's too bad.
That's a shame.
Wow. He will not get to ride to Neptuna or wherever they hang out afterwards.
They do like you to make a donation of some sort.
They like the tithing.
They do.
Yes. Great casting news for those of us who are fans of HBO's sitcom Entourage. Actor Gary Cole will be joining the cast. I know, Kevin, you have no idea who Gary Cole is, but
he's my favorite.
He was in Office Space, played Lundberg, of course, the boss in that movie. He was Will Ferrell's dad in Talladega Nights. He was the dad in all the Brady Bunch spoof movies. Very funny, very talented actor. He'll be playing Ari Gold's best, oldest friend, a rival Hollywood agent from their early days in the business together. So Gary Cole and Jeremy Piven in any scene together, I'm already on board.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, you're a guy who I don't know your name.
That's what he said to Gary Cole, people.
That was one of my better moments.
Hand to God. By the way, I think it's been great this year, Entourage. I think the season's been really strong.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Very, very funny.
Been good.
And Daniel Craig, of course, known as the movie's James Bond, has announced that he has turned down an offer to play the Marvel comic book superhero Thor. For those of you who don't know who Thor is, he is a Norse god who has a long, flowing blonde hair, wears armor, and wields a giant, powerful hammer.
That's what she said?
Apparently, Daniel's hammer just isn't large or powerful enough to play. Thor,
really?
Sadly.
Oh, that's a shame.
Too bad. He announced that he turned it down because he said, and I quote, "I didn't fancy running around with long hair and a hammer." Of course, for using the word fancy in a sentence, you may want to grow your hair and grab a hammer.
Yeah.
I don't fancy it. And last night, Jane's Addiction was reunited at a tiny club here in Los Angeles. They did a 10-song set at a bar called La Cita in downtown. Only holds about 390 people. They sold the tickets for $5 a piece. They were sold out in minutes, and everyone says it was an amazing show. Dave Navarro, of course, on guitar. Perry Farrell was singing lead. Eric Avery on bass and Stephen Perkins on drums. Navarro talks about it today on his website, if you want to check out his blog, and says it's the first time the original lineup has played together since 1991. There is some talk about Jane reuniting for good in the near future, putting some new music together and perhaps even touring. So if you're a Jane's fan, that's good news for you.
She's good.
No, it's never mind. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays: Bill Wyman, former Rolling Stones bassist, is 72 years old today. Actor Kevin Klein turned 61. Actor B.D. Wong is 48 years old today. Singer Monica is 28. Adrian Belon of the Cheetah Girls is 25.
Really? Really, Ralph? Really? Well, you're making that choice.
I want to give some love to the Cheetah Girl fans.
Right.
I did not expect to hear that.
All right.
And actress Shanae Grimes from 90210 turns 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I guess what I'm saying is, if you're taking the kids to see Beverly Hills Chihuahua this weekend, don't accidentally walk into Saw 5. I'm just saying bad news for the kids. It is one of the most successful movie franchises of all time. This is the fifth Halloween in a row that we've enjoyed Mr. Tobin Bell and his great character Jigsaw in the Saw movie. Saw 5 opens up everywhere today, and Tobin joins us for his yearly visit on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Good morning. It's good to talk to you guys again.
Good to talk to you as well.
It's a great traditional day here at Kevin and Bean.
It yeah. certainly is.
Yeah, it's a now, big night for us.
Yeah, no kidding. And from what I understand, 5 and 6 kind of were made at the same time. So is there already one that's already in the can for next year?
Yeah. Would you say that again, Kevin?
I was saying that I heard that Saw 5 and Saw 6 were kind of made at the same time. Is that true? There's already another one ready to go for next year?
No, I think Twisted Pictures, the guys over there, in their wisdom, they wait to see what how the fans react to the previous film, in this case Saw 5, before they decide what to do about 6. They're talking about it, but I don't think they've really made any plans on that front.
I gotcha. Now, in the last movie, you actually did something that I didn't think was possible, and that's kind of made people start to feel sorry for Jigsaw when they saw the rough road that John Kramer had to live through to end up being the kind of guy he is. It's interesting that you could do that you could have us feel sympathy for a guy who's just been so evil for so long.
Yeah, one of the things that I think makes him is a chilling character is that we've always tried to emphasize some sense of humanity in him, you know, and when you go the opposite way, rather than just having a sort of one-dimensional character, people get involved with the guy a little bit more and kind of get a window into who he is and why he is what he is. And I think that just is satisfying to fans in some way.
Now, is this the second or third movie that he's been dead at the beginning of it? Or...
yeah. It's the second.
Second, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, Saw doesn't happen in a linear way, you know, or a sequential way. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You know, you sit down at a table and you put the upper left-hand corner, and then you put the lower right-hand corner together, and then you're over working on the border, you know. So you get different pieces of this puzzle at different points in time. So it doesn't play out in a straight timeline. Mm-hmm. I think fans like that.
I think you're absolutely right, Tobin. There was a little bit of a surprise that came out in the autopsy of Jigsaw in the last movie. I assume that that's going to be we're going to see a continuation of that in the new film.
Oh yeah, I think you're going to find pieces of the puzzle that people don't know about are revealed and tied up pretty well in this film. I have not yet seen the film, but I'll see it over the weekend. But people who have seen it say that the traps are just amazing. The director is David Hackle, who was the scenic designer on 2, 3, and 4, and he saved the best traps of his design for when he was the director, and that's Saw 5, so you get to see those this weekend.
So he was holding out on you in 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I didn't know that until he told me, and I said, you devil, you little...
Tobin, are you a little disappointed now that Saw has become almost mainstream because it's been so successful and it is such a tradition and part of Halloween that there's nobody on TV protesting and complaining about the movies and picketing and calling it torture porn? It's almost like they've just given up and accepted that we like it, so you're going to keep making it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think what has made Saw a little different than some of the copycat films in the horror genre is that it's been smart. You know, there are some concepts in Saw that I think resonate in people's minds and sort of separate the story from some of the other stories. You know, for example, John Kramer's thing about people who have everything and appreciate nothing.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a certain layering in the film, a certain intellectual approach to the thing that kind of catches people by surprise. And I think that's all great. When you surround that with the kind of amazing special effects in the film, it makes those concepts resonate and elevates the film to a certain level.
I usually have to bring a piece of paper and a pen so that I can take down notes on exactly what's happening. We have a clip that's a little complex.
Hello and welcome. Today, five will become one with a common goal of survival. You are all connected. A cable runs through your collar devices. It can be pulled so tight that you will be decapitated on the mounted razors. The only way to remove the collar is with the keys from the glass boxes on the pedestals before you. Let the games begin.
Yes.
Yeah. I may not be smart enough to be killed. I may not be able to figure all that out.
Yeah. Well, you know, John Kramer always gives you a chance.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he always gives you. It may be a slim chance, but you've got a chance. And, you know, like survival of the fittest is one of the things that that interests him, and the whole concept of that. And I think he thinks that the world has become survival of the mediocre, and I'm not sure he's happy about that.
And we'll all learn a valuable lesson at the end of Saw 5. They always deliver, Tobin. That's the one great thing you can say. It's not like some franchises where you go, yeah, that one sucked, but that one was good. At least all of yours have been great, and we're very excited to see the new one that opens up everywhere today. And I hope we get a chance to have this conversation 1 year from now for Saw 6, dude.
Thank you. Me too.
Thank you, Tobin. We appreciate
it. It's good to talk to you guys again.
Thank you.
Our friend Ralph Garman is down in Long Beach this morning at the Queen Mary in front of the dome there, where K-Rock is going to be until 3 o'clock today, accepting your blood donations. We have teamed up with the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, and you can give blood today and perhaps win valuable prizes. You know, it's funny, Ralph, for the first 3 hours you were down there, you were freezing your ass off because you're broadcasting from outside.
Yes.
And a listener wrote in and said, it's a shame you guys don't know anyone in Long Beach who has a clothing store that's within walking distance of where Ralph is to maybe hook him up with a sweatshirt or something.
It would be nice if Lightning could, get me a jacket or a t-shirt or something.
Nope, he does not have access.
No.
Does seem like that could happen. Anyway, we'll check back with Ralph with the Showbiz Beat in a couple of minutes. First, though, let's take a look at some email. Getting a lot of reaction, as you can imagine, for the song that may or may not have been heard here on the Kevin and Bean program called Paper Stains.
Wasn't.
According to our attorneys, there was no song, and it was never recorded, and it was never played. But people are still writing in to complain about the decision to have it pulled from the air and the website. So let me get this straight, says David from Covina. K-Rock is not allowed in 2008 to play Paper Stains, which, by the way, is way better than the original. But a song like Rape Me from 1993 is constantly played on your station. K-Rock management thinks that poo is more offensive than rape? What the hell's going on over there?
Yeah.
That's an outstanding question. And the follow-up to that is, K-Rock management sucks, you guys. I can't believe they made you remove Paper Stains. Do they actually think it's any worse than anything a 7-year-old child would say? Do they actually think it's any worse than anything else you guys do on your show? I haven't heard the phrase retard strong making an exit from your show. Spencer Pratt is still on a regular basis. You guys still play clips of Larry King speaking from his own personal land of fog.
Sure.
All of these things are way more offensive and should be cause for the FCC to move in. But not Paper Stains. Come on. Get it together. So that's just a sampling of the reaction for the song that if you were listening last week, you might have heard it, but otherwise you'll never hear it.
I'm sure you didn't, though, because it didn't happen.
No.
Go to YouTube and type in FEMA and coffins. It's the best.
Yes.
Apparently FEMA is the clandestine army of the United States government. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I missed the call-in for the FEMA talk yesterday. Let me tell you that FEMA is lethally dangerous and the clandestine war has begun.
Already?
Dude.
On March 1st, 2003, FEMA officially became part of the Department of Homeland Security. In years prior, it would be assumed, FEMA acted as an independent agency in service to the public. Their aim was to help the public and aid in recuperation after natural disaster. Only after the Department of Homeland Security swallowed FEMA did the aim include aid after terrorist attack and other acts of man. Let's be clear about one thing. FEMA, as the Department of Homeland Security, is a military organization! And then it goes on and on and on. Why can't people who believe this stuff be concise? You know? Does the email have to be 14 pages long if you believe in a...
You mean crazy people rambling kind of email?
Yes, people. Shorten it.
So he's trying to save the world, and your complaint is that there's too much truth? That's what's going on here?
I'm just saying, I only had time for the first 2 hours of the email, and I had to print the other tree that is at home waiting for me. So I'm just saying, maybe you want to be a little more concise if you want people to listen to you.
FEMA coffins, definitely worth checking out, and they are definitely playing Acoustic Christmas this year.
FEMA, by the way, is going, for those of you who didn't hear, is going to kill 90% of the world, starting with 90% of America.
Yes.
Sure.
Why? Why not? So they can control the other 10%. That's clear. What's wrong with you people?
It's obvious.
Here's an instant request from Carrick listener Nathan. I hope we have time to do this one next week. Dear Kevin and Bean, I've been really hankering lately for some retard conversation. Since you probably can't get Eli Manning and the retarded policeman together, how about the next best thing? Eli with your own sweet Kevin.
Sincerely, Nathan. I would love to hear that
how
conversation.
Dare
if we
you.
Can hook that up. Come on.
Dear Kevin and Bean, just wanted to let you know to watch Ellen today. Vanessa Hudgens is the guest and is wearing white pants.
Oh, God.
You do the math.
I'm so jealous. So jealous. Of her, obviously, not of Zach.
Wow.
And dear Kevin and Bean, this final email begins. I hate to turn your show soft, but I have to thank you for helping me find my true love. That's right, my true love. I won tickets to your singles party back on Valentine's Day. Remember the Love on the Rocks where I met my now boyfriend? We've been together for, well, ever since then. We just recently moved in together. We couldn't be happier. You may or may not remember meeting me, but if you watch the confession video that Lightning was filming that night, you'll know who I am. I'm the girl on the tape who said, I like to F on the first date. Anyway, major thanks to both you and the entire staff of the world-famous K-Rock. We are very, very happy together, where love and miracles really do come true. The world-famous K-Rock. Keep making the magic happen. You guys
rock.
And that's from Jessica. And I bring that up to say that... maybe you haven't been as lucky as Jessica in the love department. Maybe you don't have any plans for next Friday night. And maybe we have details on the Kevin and Bean spooky singles party on Monday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
Maybe.
We maybe, or do we?
Well, let's find out if it gets canceled between now and then. But as of right now, yeah, Monday, we plan on rolling out details and giving away tickets so you can join us next Friday night. Stand by to K-Rock for all the details.
And now, a moment with Bean.
A copy of Midnight Club, Los Angeles.
No wonder you love this game, Kevin. You get to drive 245 miles an hour through the streets of Los Angeles.
Wow. Yeah, it's awesome.
I do not.
I don't know what time of
that.
Day they set the game in, but
midnight.
Think about it. I
mean, I'm thinking midnight.
Well, I guess.
Don't know what time of day that is, but.
I withdraw the question.
That was A Moment with Bean.
Yeah, that was good. Ralph, how's the weather where you are down in Long Beach in front of the Dome of the Queen Mary?
That truck of frozen chickens that's overturned in the freeway
is
warmer than I am.
Oh,
that's all I know.
Isn't it like
60, I envy 60. Frozen chickens right now.
It's like 60 out there, right? I mean, you're dying.
Oh, I wish it was 60.
Oh, really? Is it colder than that even?
Yeah, it's like 12.
It isn't 12.
No, it's got to be 12.
The K-Rock Bleeded Out Blood Drive is going on thanks to our friends at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and the world-famous K-Rock until 3 o'clock today. Ralph will be there for about another 45 minutes or so, but it's at the Shipwreck in Queen Mary. Get all the details at krock.com if you want to give blood. We are giving away tons of great prizes, including Foo Fighters concert tickets down there on location. Now, final look at the showbiz beat for the week. What's going on?
Before I get to the showbiz news, you know I like to give the heads up whenever there's a casting announcement. If people want to be on television, there's a new one from MTV. They just announced they're doing their second season of their hit show with our pal Dr. Drew, called Sex with Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Here's your opportunity, if you're between the ages of 16 and 19 years old, to go on MTV and talk to your parents about sex. That sounds like fun.
Sure does.
That's a show where Dr. Drew makes the mom go, we did the Pasadena mudslide when I was 18.
Yeah.
And then the kid says, what's that? And then the mom explains it.
The mom gets to show her kids how to put a condom on a banana and stuff like that. It's just good times.
Yeah.
If you'd like to be on this show, which is, in the words of MTV, shockingly frank, upbeat, and funny.
Yeah.
Nothing funnier than talking about how mom and dad do it doggy when you're at school. You can contact MTV at mtvdrdrewla@gmail.com. That's mtvdrdrewla@gmail.com. They're looking for people between the ages of 16 and 19, and you got to give them your age and where you're from and what the situation is with you and your parents and how open you are talking about sexuality, which I'm guessing is none.
Not a lot.
Yeah, but just want to give you a heads up if you're interested. Last night, Saturday Night Live did their Thursday night weekend update special, and they recruited a couple of old SNL alum to come by and help them out. Tina Fey, of course, has been doing Sarah Palin for some time now, the past couple of weeks on the show, but they brought back Will Ferrell to come in and do a little George W. Bush in the waning days of administration and get a couple more shots in. We've been playing clips all morning in case you missed it. Here's another clip with Will Ferrell as G-Dub and Tina Fey as Sarah Palin.
Let me do this. I, George W. Bush, endorse John McCain and Sarah Palin with all my heart. John was there for me 90% of the time over the last 8 years. When you think of John McCain, think of me, George W. Bush. A vote for John McCain is a vote for George W. Bush. You're welcome. So, I want to be there for you, John, for the next 8 years.
The next 16 years.
Oh, okay. It's funny, too, because Daryl Hammond, who plays John McCain, is just practically doing everything he can to stand as far away from the president as possible. George W. Bush keeps grabbing him by the arm and pulling him back into the picture. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. Very funny.
Good news for our pal Jay Moore. CBS has gotten behind his show Gary Unmarried, and the ratings have been okay, but not great. They think they could do it better by moving it to Monday nights. So Daily Variety's announced CBS is going to show a rerun of the pilot next Monday night and follow, have it follow Two and a Half Men to give it even more exposure. They really believe in Jay's show, and they think more people would enjoy it if they saw it.
Hmm.
That's one way to look at it, I guess.
It's not actually a bad sitcom.
Oh,
as
Lisa.
Sitcoms go.
Lisa?
I don't watch it because I don't really like sitcoms anymore. I'm just tired of them, but it's not bad.
Lisa doesn't like comedy.
What? I don't like that form of comedy.
I don't like stuff on TV.
I
don't watch it so much because I don't care for visual entertainment.
And I'm over actors and writers.
Not a fan of sound either, if I can be honest.
Movie news. Daily Variety's announced that Steven Soderbergh, very talented director, is working on a 3D live-action rock and roll musical about Cleopatra.
Again?
Finally, the four best elements of movies. Three dimensions, live actors, musicals, and Cleopatra have finally been brought together. Catherine Zeta-Jones in talks to play Cleopatra. And Hugh Jackman is his dream casting for her lover, Mark Anthony. So, could be an interesting screen pairing. And look, let's face it, Hugh Jackman had huge success with that TV musical he did, Viva Laughlin.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see why they want to put him up on the big screen.
By huge, you mean? And
it aired once.
Not so big.
Yeah, I think it was canceled in the middle of its pilot as they were showing it. So that's not great news. 50 Cent may have a reputation of being a thug, but according to Bart Simpson, he's a humble, lovable guy. Nancy Cartwright, who plays the character of Bart on The Simpsons, says she got to meet Fitty when he did an appearance on her show, and she says that he was one of her favorite guests of all time.
Wow. And
they've had a lot of guest stars on that show. He said everything went smoothly during the production because Fitty was so sweet. He was respectful to all the producers, showed up on time, knew his lines, worked real hard to give his best performance. The only problem they found was that while they were recording his lines, the producers had to come in and ask him to remove all of his jewelry because it was making too much noise clinking together while they were recording. That's a lot of bling. They didn't have to ask Mr. T to remove his jewelry.
Yeah, true.
Fitty had to pare down on some of his...
I'm busy now. You can't be hounding a pimp.
Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Former Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman turned 72 years old today. Not only is he a former member of the Rolling Stones, but he's got like a 11-year-old wife, which is just great when you're 72.
She could be like 20 by now, though, couldn't she?
Yeah, she could by now. Originally, though, we were kidding earlier, but Bill Wyman had to ask his girlfriend's dad if he would sign some legal documents so that they could get married when she was underage.
Yeah.
Who's this dad?
No kidding.
Yeah, I know I'm 68, but I want to marry your 16-year-old daughter.
Done.
Absolutely, Mr. Wyman. Let me just fill out this paperwork and we'll get it right away.
Oscar winner F. Murray Abraham is 69 years old today. Actor Kevin Kline turns 61. Actor B.D. Wong
hey!
Is 48 years old. Singer Monica turns 28, and Shanae Grimes, lovely and skinny actress from the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot, is 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Andrew Siciliano joins us in the studio, of course, from the Red Zone on DirecTV. Yeah. Finally got the restraining order in effect. Ralph Garman now has to be 50 miles from you when you appear at K-Rock. So congratulations.
This is it so worked. Unfair.
You're by the Queen Mary?
I am.
Wow, no Arrested Development jokes here, right? Lead Balloon, I'm sorry.
Arrested Development.
I
love that show.
With David Cross's character, yeah. The Queen Mary. I'm sorry, wow. I'm going way too back.
Right,
my apologies. No, that's my fault.
No, that's my fault. I should have received it better.
It's my fault.
I was open in the end zone, you threw it.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's me. Hi, guys. Let's start over.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew Siciliano is here. Let's talk NFL. What are the good games this weekend, Andrew?
Oh, before we get to that, hold on. Don't even start with that.
Okay.
We need to hear about Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about Cleveland, the best time of your life going to that Monday night game?
Thankfully, I didn't get a staph infection.
Mm-hmm.
I walked through the stadium and nothing struck me down. But it was the Browns' best game of the year. It was the Monday night game last week against the Giants. I'm actually still kind of injured.
Injured?
I had a couple of beers, and I guess I was randomly high-fiving people running through the stands.
Of course.
I don't know. And for some reason, the middle finger on my right hand, don't pull my finger. The middle finger on my right hand is all swollen and jammed up. I don't know.
And you don't remember from what?
While high fiving.
I hope.
I don't know if I fell and I braced my fall. I don't know.
That's the sissiest way to hurt yourself.
High five injury.
I've never had a high five injury, but I mean, this is probably a new item on
the
injury list.
The one game of the year that you get to go to of your favorite team, and it's the upset of the year.
It was.
You must have just been in heaven. It must have been the best night ever for you.
Hence the alcohol and the finger injury.
Right.
Without it, it was fantastic. I was in town for 21 hours.
I think Andrew heard himself giving Kelvin Winslow a prostate exam.
Hey-oh, and hence the staph infection.
There we go.
Bingo.
It all comes together.
Are they one of those teams? I've seen the dog pound on TV, of course. Are they one of those teams who sells every seat for every game for year after year after year? They're
absolutely.
Just rabid fans.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Well,
they
the weather's so nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Actually, that night was like 65 and t-shirt weather.
Oh,
which is probably the last time they'll have
Ralph
that all
just
year.
Dreams about that kind of weather this morning.
Yeah, it's like Lambeau Field here this morning. The frozen tundra.
All right, now we can look at this week. What are you excited about, Mr. Siciliano?
I'm excited. Well, first of all, has Brett Favre called you guys to tell you what to do with your show? He hasn't called and offered any suggestions, nothing like that?
No? Not yet, that we're aware of.
All right, if you're a suicide pick person, take the Jets over the Chiefs. There's no Larry Johnson. The Chiefs are down to their third quarterback, who's really, really, really not good at football.
Wow.
And Favre is going to come out and throw lights out, because he's now defending his legacy again. Every time he opens his mouth, he has to put his foot in it.
Mm-hmm,
and Jake Glazer on Fox had the story on the NFL on Fox Sunday morning that Favre, back in week two, was on the phone with the Lions, then GM Matt Millen, and basically spilled his guts with their coaches in the room. Here's how you beat the Packers. Now, what boggles my mind is when Favre comes out Wednesday, he does his weekly press conference, as all quarterbacks do, and the headlines were on ESPN on the Associated Press, Favre denies story, which he didn't. He actually confirmed it line by line. What he did do was deny that it could help the Lions. He denied that he had any ill intent, but he confirmed the story. So here it is. Brett Favre got a call from the Lions. He had an axe to grind, and he just talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. And the more he talks, as much as I like the guy, the bigger hole he digs himself.
Yeah.
Basically, he said, Andrew, that there's nothing they couldn't have gotten off of game films than what he gave them in that conversation. Right?
Exactly. But at the same time, he said, I didn't do it. But he did. Then he went into chapter and verse. Well, I told him this. I told him that. But no. It couldn't have helped him at all.
Wow.
And they're the Lions, for Pete's sake. They're winless. I mean, how much help can they actually get?
He's not helping himself at all, is he?
No, he's not. And the fact that he's in New York makes it worse. But even if he had gone somewhere like Kansas City or Tennessee, it's Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Are we far enough into the season to now think that maybe it was a mistake for him to not stay retired as a beloved Green Bay Packer?
The Jets are a decent team. And when you see that Tom Brady is injured, and heck, Tom Brady might be out for next year as well with the news this week about his knee. Yeah. His knee has an infection. They've had to do four or five procedures on his knee.
Next year,
potentially. I mean, that's out there. They had to go back in and clean up his knee. There's a chance they may have to go in and redo the entire surgery that the cadaver that they used to replace his ligament might be shot and screwed up by the infection that got into the knee.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't think it's a mistake.
Isn't sports medicine at a point where they can do that kind of surgery over a weekend?
They might just lop off his leg. Right. It might just take the leg off. It was actually a bad injury. He blew out two ligaments to the point where they had to let the swelling go down a good month before they could even operate.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't just go in the next day. So there's a month on your recovery time to begin with. And then the infection gets in there, and it got worse and worse and worse. And to make it worse, he did it with his own doctor, not the Patriots team doctor,
which is
within his rights.
Right.
But
they're not
Patriots
thrilled with
aren't
that.
Too pleased.
Right.
To answer your question, I think it's okay that he came back because I think he could actually do something in that division.
Is Tom Brady still gets paid, though. He got hurt on the job, so he's still getting paid.
Very well.
So basically, he's not playing football, but he's just banging Giselle every day
instead of three or four
times a week.
He has an IV in his arm right now for the antibiotics, but Giselle is on his other side.
Wow.
So that's where he got the infection. Giselle Bundchen.
I would take that infection.
That's what I dirty
trade-offs, man. Dirty Germans. What about these surprising St. Louis Rams? Speaking of the Patriots, that's their game on Sunday afternoon. What's going on with them?
They beat the Cowboys. That's all I can.
Yes.
So everything is right with the world. They beat the Redskins and the Cowboys in back-to-back weeks. And for all of those out there who say that a coach can't make a difference, they are better because Jim Haslett is the coach. He actually walked in last week, and he thought his team was a little nervous. They're right before they go out to the field, and we need a lot of bleeps here. I can't say the whole thing. But he basically looked at his team and said, what the are you talking about? It's the Cowboys. Did you not watch them last week? They're the Cowboys. Go out there and kick their ass. And they did. And now they're going to get theirs kicked in New England, but that's a different story.
Andrew, what's happening with the Cowboys?
Don't you love it, though?
Yeah.
I love it so much.
As an Eagle fan, don't you love it?
I'm so excited. But they're just melting down.
I got one for you. Guys, they might not make the playoffs.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Okay, because they get the Bucs this week. Brad Johnson is not going to do a damn thing against the Buccaneers defense. Next week, they get the Giants. Then they get the bye. Then maybe Tony Romo comes back. Their schedule is brutal. And unless they all of a sudden start playing the way they played week one against an awful Cleveland team, or the way they played in Green Bay, for that matter, against a better team, they're not going to turn it around. They have all the talent of the world, but it's a freaking 10-ring circus down there.
How's that working out for you, Psycho?
It's doing good.
Yeah, my fault. Sorry about that.
No, that's good.
Pick at a wound there.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
Andrew Siciliano is here. We need to take a break, but we will come back and talk more NFL in a minute. The Red Zone Direct TV channel, of course, is what Andrew is on. You should get it. You can keep up with every single game while it happens. It's fantastic. And we'll take a quick break and come right back.
Andrew Siciliano is in the studio with us right now, of course, from the Red Zone Direct TV channel. You can go to directtv.com for all the information on that and the Displaced Fan Contest. Our friend Ralph Garman is also with us. He is live in Long Beach today for the K-Rock Bleed It Out Blood Drive, which is going on until 3 o'clock today. Now, Ralph, let me get this straight. You're going to Atlanta this weekend.
Yes.
While your Eagles are playing the Falcons, but they're playing in Philadelphia.
Imagine my surprise. I booked the tickets. I bought the airfare, and they're going to be in. I'm in the wrong city.
What, are you just trying to get Delta miles for something to get medallion? And what's your deal?
Yeah, exactly.
Just flying to fly.
I just love their lounge.
Yeah. He's got a friend that's getting married. King of Mexico is in here, Ralph.
Fly, Falcons, fly to the road to victory.
What's the bet?
F-A-L-C-O-N-S.
All right. What's the bet Falcons. Between you two?
I don't punch Dave in the head.
All right. Wow. And then what does
Violence.
He win?
Oh, what?
I don't know, Dave. What do you want to bet on the weekend's game?
I'm up for anything, Ralph. What do you got? What do you got, man?
Remember last
you
time?
You shot me with paintballs.
That was the best.
That was a playoff game, though.
Yeah.
That was serious. I don't think we have to go that hard for
a regular season game.
Guys,
this is such a classic Philadelphia fan bet. They're betting violence.
No, he's a
Philadelphia fan.
Of course. He's actually going the opposite on this one because he said no. He doesn't want to do that.
Well, he's kind of a pussy. I mean, he's not here, so.
Wow, you got a lot of attitude, but I'm not in the same room with you.
Interesting.
I see how it is.
I'm in the room with a guy who got hurt high-fiving, all right?
I did, yes.
That's the guy that's here.
Yes, hi.
Finger, Andrew, don't. I know very little about football, but I can't imagine this isn't all Eagles, this one, right?
It is, actually. Funny you mentioned. If you do that, you know, Vegas thing, they're a 9-point favorite.
9 points.
Ooh. They need to win. But, guys, I think every time I've said the Eagles are going to win when I'm sitting here, they lose.
Kiss of death. Ooh. Kiss of death.
Say it again.
Really? So
I think the Eagles are going to win.
Yeah.
But I will remind you,
Dave.
Atlanta is 2-9 on the road since the beginning of last year. They can't win on the road, but they did win at Lambeau this year a couple of weeks ago.
Matt Ryan went in and
beat Aaron Rodgers and won at Lambeau Field. And if he wins this week, I don't want to say it's over, but he's rookie of the year, which means, I don't know, he gets a car or something and a trip somewhere.
Although Matt Ryan hasn't run up against a defense like this yet this season.
wait a minute, he's faced the Bucks, he's faced the Panthers. He lost both those games. But he did beat the Bears a couple of weeks ago.
On the road.
No, at home.
No, but he lost both games on the road. Right,
he lost both of those games on the road. Exactly, right. Exactly.
But Westbrook's going to be healthier this time.
He's going to be healthier, and Kevin Curtis might play with that sports hernia.
Exactly.
Love those.
So,
yeah.
I'm saying the Eagles by a touchdown.
All right, take a deep breath.
Let's ask a couple other quick games while we have Andrew here. And before we get to your phone calls for Kevin Beans, What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. I'm sure when they were making up the schedule, however far in advance they planned the schedule, they thought Indiana-Tennessee was going to be a great game for Monday night. How's it looking now?
I actually think it is a good. Tennessee's the only undefeated team in the NFL, right?
Right.
They're 6-0. No, they're the quietest undefeated team of the NFL this point in the season ever. Kerry Collins is their stinking quarterback. You can't name, other than Kerry Collins, can you name a Tennessee Titan? Can your average fan name a
probably
Tennessee
not.
Titan?
Maybe Vince Young, but probably
the guy who can't
maybe Vince
booing.
Young, you're right.
Probably not.
Javon Kearse. But most people forgot he left Philadelphia.
Yeah, sure.
They don't even know he's playing. He's not doing much. They traded or they got rid of Pac-Man.
How are they doing it? The best defense?
Jeff Fisher is a fantastic coach. They have a great defense. They have two good running backs. Lendale White is like 355 pounds, but they put a buffet in the end zone last week, and he had an 80-yard touchdown somehow. Somehow. They have a rookie running back named Chris Johnson who just got fined $10,000 last night because after a touchdown run of the fourth quarter in Kansas City last week, he jumped up on the riser behind the end zone of the Chiefs had a band.
Right.
And he got up there and started playing the bongos.
Really?
Oh, that's hilarious. He got fined $10,000. But someone in Kansas City anonymously sent him a drum set.
Okay.
So he gets a drum set out of it.
Worth the $10,000.
$10,000. He's got to pay the fine. And Indy, guys, this is kind of, I don't want to say it's a make or break game for Indy, but a couple of weeks ago they looked good against Baltimore. Then last week they played, hands down, their worst game under Tony Dungy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I kind of like this one. Maybe I'm
you think it's going to be a good
contrarian.
Game?
I do. I think it's going to be a great game.
What about San Diego, New Orleans in London?
In London.
Why are they in London?
They want to
promote the league?
Spread the game internationally. They had the Dolphins and the Giants last year. It had rained all week. It rained during the game, and the field was a disaster. It looked like an awful rugby game. People slipping and sliding, and there's rain this week, but hopefully, I don't know. There's no Reggie Bush in this game, and there's no Sean Merriman in this game, so a lot of the star power that they thought they could take over there to promote the game is not there, but it's going to be sold out, and the English fans will be cheering, and they have no idea what they're cheering for.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Who's worse, Seahawks or 49ers?
Seahawks.
Ooh.
I'm sorry,
Seahawks.
Ralph, what?
Seahawks.
Ooh, I'd say the Seahawks.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Put it this way. Have you ever seen a team just dying to get Seneca Wallace on the field?
I know.
That's
isn't
how
that
bad
hilarious?
Charlie Fry was 2 weeks ago.
I don't know
just
who that is.
Dying.
I'm
Seneca
sorry.
Wallace is the backup quarterback for the Seahawks, but he wasn't available 2 weeks ago, and Matt Hasselbeck got hurt.
I see.
So they had to go to their third-string quarterback, a former Brown, who was so bad, they actually were begging to get the other guy back on the field. I think the Niners win this game. Mike Singletary is going to be the story of the second half of the season. He's the new head coach who took over in San Francisco when they fired Mike Nolan this week. Remember those old NFL Films videos with his eyes?
Oh, yeah.
From Chicago?
He's
Samurai
scary.
Mike?
Uh-huh.
He is scary, and they're going to win.
All right.
And finally, how about our beloved Raiders against Baltimore?
Yeah. You guys, you really have to watch that game. The Ravens are becoming the Raiders, by the way.
Are they?
Seriously.
Ouch. Trying desperately to
Chris
find new ways to lose?
Exactly. Yeah. Chris McCallister was benched last week because he got on the team bus for the road trip. Everyone's in a coat and tie, as is the rule.
Mm-hmm.
He's in gym shorts and a ratty T-shirt. They're becoming the Raiders. And not only that, Terrell Suggs of the Ravens this week is now listing the guys that they have a bounty on throughout the league, which is blatantly illegal.
Oh,
the
good.
First rule
oh
about bounty God. Club is there is no bounty club.
Sure.
But he's not right enough to figure that out.
Tell me that.
I like the Ravens.
Andrea Siciliano, of course, is the host of the best damn show on television, The Red Zone on DirecTV. You need to go to DirecTV.com or call 888-777-2454. One of our listeners emailed this week to say, Andrew, are you ever sick? And if so, is there a human alive who can fill in for you in the event that you're unable to work
on
Sunday?
I might have to get an IV, and they might have to roll me in there. But just I don't intend to
no
be
matter
sick.
What.
I love my job. Can I say that?
Sure. I could do it.
Sure.
Yeah, Dave could do it. Yeah.
Dave
Come on could
in.
Bring that energy right.
Anyways, the Jets are in the red zone, and Arizona just scored. Anyways,
what's up with the Raiders?
Oh, that would be the best. Thank you for coming in, Andrew. We
Got
appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
We're sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So homie, what'd he do?
What'd he do, nephew?
How about a pair of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain's Fright Fest taking place Fridays through Sundays through Halloween night with a special bonus night of Thursday, October 30th. That's what you get for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with, wow, where do you want to go? We got some good calls today and not much time.
I'd like to go to line one is where I'd like to go. Dewan?
What's up, Kevin and Bean? And hey, Lisa.
Hey, Dewan.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, thank you.
What's happening?
And I hope all the UCLA people watch my video on K-Rock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they will be happy about it.
Okay, now let me just tell people, Dewan, who maybe haven't heard about it yet, is that Psycho Mike came to your home a couple of weeks ago and shot a video, and it's up in the video section of the Kevin and Bean's page of K-Rock.com, and it's you and Mike sitting there watching Beverly Hills 90210.
It's 90210.
Yes, it is. That as well.
And I watched the video one time. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It's
yes.
good. Now, you've been talking to us a lot lately, Dewan, about how you want to date a UCLA girl. How are you going to make that happen?
Just be friends.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's how you start.
I'm not going to try to go there because it's hard to get transferred there to take, got to meet the requirements to transfer from a junior college.
Oh, so you're not going to try and go to UCLA even though you love it?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But there's no reason why you can't still date a Lady Bruin, right? You don't have to go to her school in order to go out with her.
Yeah.
How are we going to make that happen, Dewan?
Just try to date a Bruin lady.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and something else. And I'm still on the job training for a job career. And I hope I will get the certificate real soon.
Certificate for what, Dewan?
For, like, job training. For what? A career.
What job were you doing last that we talked to you? I can't remember.
I want to work for you guys at KROQ on the request line.
Right. That's. Yep. I believe the wheels are in motion for that.
In the office.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you don't need a certificate for that. We'll hire you anytime you want, Dewan.
Yeah, but I have to fill out the application online, though.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yep. Well, you let us know if we can help you, okay, Dewan?
Okay.
All right. You're the best.
All right. Yep. You doing anything fun this weekend before we let you go?
Nope. And I hope my job, if they call me for, if they need me tomorrow or Sunday.
Oh, your other job?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
Let all the UCLA people to know to add me.
MySpace. You're talking about MySpace?
MySpace.
Okay.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. Okay.
And Facebook. Okay. All right, Dewan, have a great weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
And to you as well. Dewan. The best. Let's go to Tom in Fullerton on line three. We were piling on the Cowboys a few minutes ago, but maybe we were a little harsh. Maybe we were making too much fun of America's team. I think Tom's got something that we weren't aware of.
What to do, nephews? What to do, Lisa May?
What to do?
What's going on?
I hate Dallas just as much as the next guy, but watching Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving is just an American tradition to do.
Right.
But why the hell are the Jonas Brothers the halftime show entertainment?
Are they on Thanksgiving Day?
Were the Cheetah Girls not available? Or like a cast of High School Musical? Like, what the hell are they doing at a football game? Seriously.
Look, they already have, this is the conversation we have all the time, particularly when it comes to Super Bowl entertainment. They already have football fans. Football fans are already tuning in to see the game on Thanksgiving. I think it's Cowboys Seahawks this year, by the way. So they don't need to get them. So why not try to bring in a few more eyeballs on the telecast by having somebody, you know, that has nothing to do with football play that, I mean, it's frustrating to football fans, but that's why they do it.
Yeah, but it couldn't be better that it's the Cowboys. I mean,
absolutely.
Really? Come on.
Absolutely.
That's true.
All right.
Because you can't embarrass the Seahawks at this point. They're already embarrassed by their level of play. So you're only really embarrassing the Cowboys.
All right. Let's go to Anthony in Corona. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, guys. What it do?
What it do?
All right, man. So me and my roommate were watching The Strangers at our house the other night. And we were with his girlfriend and a couple of my friends. And so his girlfriend leaves. She's all freaked out. So we're like, oh, let's go to her house, go tell her mom, hey, we're coming in to scare her. So we come in with pillow sacks on our heads with, you know, the holes cut out and everything.
Right.
Ready to scare her. So I go in first. I hide in the closet while she's sleeping. My roommate's going to come out of the bathroom. So
I'm tapping on the closet, making some noise to wake her up. So she wakes up, and I hear her, you know, rumbling around. She goes, I hear her get something out of the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
So right when I pop out, I scare her. She slaps me in the face and then maces me.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I get maced.
Awesome.
Yeah, so then my roommate comes out, and he comes out when he hears me screaming on the floor and looks and just starts laughing at me. Doesn't even try and help while she's still macing me on the floor. He has his mask off, and she used a whole bottle of mace on me.
She did the right thing, dude.
You totally deserve that. What, I mean, how much sense does that make to do to a woman, really?
How does that not make any sense? That was probably one of the best ideas ever.
Yes, it was.
Terrible idea.
You've certainly proven that.
It was a great idea, and it went well. You should try it again. Here for the call.
All right, I think we may only have time for one more. How about Katie and Reseda on line 6? This sounds like it could be potentially very exciting.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boop?
What it do, Katie?
What's going on?
Okay, so last night I was on my way to my boyfriend's parents' house, and I was on the 405 North, mm-hmm. and I see this really slow-moving, very large shooting star descending.
Okay.
I thought, that's weird. And then I got on the 14, and I looked to my left, and I saw this huge light. I thought it was a helicopter, and then I realized the light was way too big.
Mm-hmm.
And it was attached to something that I thought was a flying saucer. And I was like, this is it. This is it. I got to go find it. And I drove, and I drove, and I couldn't find the UFO.
Wow.
I was high. I think this was for real.
Okay, wait. You were high, but you're still considering this a real UFO.
Oh, absolutely.
And by UFO, we don't mean unidentified flying object. We mean alien craft.
It was low. It was hovering. I'm for real right now.
Well, I mean,
you are for real right
were
now.
Were you that all alone on that freeway?
I was all alone. And I went back. I thought I was crazy when I couldn't find it. But I went back to my boyfriend and I was like, look, I'm serious. Like, you can't think I'm nuts. And he's like, well, my brothers thought they saw one a couple years ago.
Yeah, he was humoring you.
Look, there are a lot of explanations. There are a lot of explanations for those kinds of lights. But I suspect if it's something that was as easily seen as you described, Katie, that lots of other people saw it too. And we'd be hearing
that's
about
what,
it by
I'm,
now.
I'm, that's what I'm hoping. People call in. I'm hoping somebody saw it too, and I really think the shooting star was something entering our atmosphere.
Right, I think so too. You have
it
any,
happened.
You have any of that kind bud left?
Oh yeah,
I would like some.
somehow FEMA's involved. I haven't figured it out yet. I haven't put the words together, but somehow I think that's what's happening. All right, we're out of time, but I want to thank all of our many, many guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including Adam Sessler. He is the host and managing editor of X Play on G4. Don't forget to get your Guitar Hero World Tour. It goes on sale tomorrow night at midnight. And from what he described to us, it sounds pretty awesome.
Yep.
Thanks to Tobin Bell, who plays Jigsaw, of course, in the Saw movie franchise, with the new one opening up today called Saw 5. Thanks to Andrew Siciliano for joining us. He, of course, the host of the Red Zone DirecTV channel. You got to go to DirecTV.com or call 888-777-2454. You will not be disappointed. And don't forget, till 3 o'clock today, Queen Mary, right there at the Dome, they are accepting blood thanks to the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. We are trying to get as much together as we can. It is desperately needed, and lots of K-Rock prizes if you stop by and donate. Everybody gets a T-shirt. You could win other great stuff, too, and details are at krock.com.
1 week from tonight is Thanksgiving, and
wow.
No, not quite.
Wow. I sounded so genuine, too. I was very excited about Thanksgiving.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too, Kevin.
Halloween is what I meant to say, and we're going to have a singles party, and we're going to start giving out tickets on Monday morning.
Okay.
So whichever party you want to go to is fine. Plus, director Kevin Smith on Monday morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
I think STP tickets, and we'll get an update on the zombie thriller dance-off that's happening in Hollywood on Saturday, too.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Register to vote. Rock the vote.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What, dollar's gotten better in London?
What?
Roll another one.
Bangkok.
What?
Just like the other one.
I drink your milkshake.
This one seems to be about to quit.
All right!
And I need another hit.
The beautiful Kat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. She will be playing Rise Against for you. Also, yes, you demanded it. Guns N' Roses, their new one, Chinese Democracy. Also, Chili Peppers, MGMT, and more.
Roll. Oh, another one.
It's the girl.
Just like the other one.
Can you pass the pencil test?
This one seems to be about to end.
Girls love sex.
And I don't have another cent.
Stay tuned now for the amazing Tammy Heidi.
Nope.
Bangkok.
Just passing around.
That's what she said.
But don't bother to join my friend.
That'd be easy, wouldn't it?
I'm just passing on down.
With all due respect, I can't listen to this anymore.
I'll see you in the morning. Thank you. Good night. Make it work. Carry on. Holla at your boy.
Thank God! This has been the longest, dullest, most uncomfortable thing I can remember ever doing. I really thought I was gonna die of boredom.
Hey guys, nice job by you. Better job by me. Out.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Kevin, I'm really proud of you.
Join us next week for a show about...